The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
After 8 straight days of snow-covered terrain, bitter temperatures, and canceled ball games, we see a return to normalcy here tonight in Byrdstown as District 7A play finally resumes. Clay County's made their annual trip around the southern borders of Delhalla Lake to visit their oldest round ball rival, the Pickett County Bobcats. And for the first time in a long time, both of the black, purple, and gold squads enter this conference clash as underdogs, seeking revenge for a pair of losses in Joe Sims' gym earlier this month. Matt Walker and the 10-7 Lady Dogs try to derail the freight train that is Brent Smith and the 13-2 Lady Bobcats, while Rob Edwards and the 7-8 Dogs look to even their record against Joseph Amonette and his 12-4 team. This is Bobcats and Bulldogs, round two.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the CarQuest pregame show in our 10th broadcast of this basketball season. For the fourth time this year, we're on the road with the teams. We hope everybody out there safely came through the past week of rough weather. I'm Daniel Strong. We now describe the action this evening. Joe Sims and Doug Strong will be joining me throughout the broadcast. Joining me now is our founder, who started this network for nights like tonight. He's Thomas Weaver.
No doubt, Daniel. And, you know, it's nice to have the headsets back on, just like you said, after what some people are calling Snowmageddon 2024. And, you know, there's no better way to pick it back up than with Clay County and Pickett County.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Pickett County hadn't played in 2 weeks. Clay County hadn't played in 11 days. So, going to have a little rest early, maybe.
And, you know, these teams from Salina are looking to avenge home losses to these Bobcat teams, Daniel. And I think they've made the trip to do just that.
Yeah, I feel good about it. Like we said in the opener there, it's been a while since both teams were underdogs. Let's just call it like it is, going into this Pickett County game against both squads.
And we're looking forward to it. But, folks, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting this all started and hanging with us throughout. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hala Horizon newspaper. So if you're listening, we hope you'll pick up a copy of the paper each week for coverage of the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs and much more. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's last games they played at Clark Range in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of this week's newspaper. We've got to go back 2 weeks this time, where a headline read, Clay Team Split at Clark Range. Despite 31 points from senior Hallie Buford helping her team come back from 20 points down on multiple occasions, Lady Dogs fell to the Lady Buffaloes 68-54. Buford's super second half cut the Clark Range advantage to one with 4 minutes to play, but that's as close as Clay County got down the stretch. Ella Eads also had 10 in that contest. Natalie Smith, 8. Lacey Wicks, 7. Bella Eichlott, 4. Kendall Matthews, 2. And Baylor Walden, 2, Daniel. You know, we thought that game was over. Hallie Buford didn't think so.
Yeah, no, she didn't. And just a great effort in the second half by the squad. Of course, we chronicled how tough a place that is to play. Look forward to seeing the Lady Buffs in Salina. I think things go different.
On the boys' side, a 23-point, 12-rebound double-double from Wyatt Browning paced the Dogs to a 68-54 victory over the Buffaloes, while Nate Adams and Lance Burchett also recorded double figures in Clay County first district win. Nate had 16, Lance Burchett 10, Weston Burwell 7, Andrew Smith 7, and Nolan Adams 5. Daniel, we talked about that one being a confidence builder for the Dogs.
Yeah, they needed it too. Things weren't going great. You know, it had fallen below 500. To a 6-8 record at that point, didn't have a conference win, so a lot of good things hopefully come out of that one.
Coach, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for all things Clay County, including basketball. And, Daniel, I'm going to kick it right to you for the next segment.
Yeah, we'll make sure we don't miss anything here. We got a little bit behind off the get-go tonight, going to go ahead and talk about that Shocking Strong Girls 7A update. It will be a fairly short one. 2 weeks ago almost, back on Friday, January the 12th, the last district action, that's when Clark Range beat Clay County. As we just talked about, no other teams have played due to these cold conditions and weather. Tonight's action, 13-7 in Clark Range. They step outside of conference play, making the trip to 14-7 Livingston Academy. And, Coach, I know we're not doing picks this year like we have some years, but Coach Rogers against Coach Riddle and the Lady Wildcats of Livingston should be a pretty tough matchup.
Yeah, I expect it to be. I think the first time they played, it was a pretty close game, but you figure Livingston should win, but, you know, who knows? With Clark Range, they're liable to beat anybody.
They're starting to play some pretty good ball right now, it seems like.
They played good against us other night.
Yeah, they did. 10-7 Clay County right here, of course, at 13-2 Pickett County. Premier action in girls single A competition around the Upper Cumberland. 7-10 Red Bowen Springs at 3-16 Gordonsville. I don't anticipate Red Bowen having much trouble at Gordonsville.
I don't think so. Red Bowen's not real strong, but I hadn't seen Gordonsville, but just looking at their scores, they're evidently way down to even what they were last year.
Yeah, it would shock me if Red Bowen was to lose that one.
Yeah.
Still early in the district standings. Of course, the regular season, only a couple weeks left in it. A lot of games to play over the next couple weeks. Current District 7A girls standings, Clark Range atop the heap with a 3-0 record. Pickett County sits in second place at 2-0. Clay County and Red Bowen Springs girls both 1-2 in the conference. They are tied in third place. And then we've got Gordonsville there in fifth place, 0-3 in conference play. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Going to go ahead now with a couple minutes before the playing of the national anthem and take care of Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we talk to Coach Sims and get his thoughts on how Coach Walker and these Lady Dogs can avenge that loss to Pickett County. Last time out, January the 5th, Pickett County came to Joe Sims' gym, Coach. Came away with a 4-point win, 46-50. How does this need to go different?
Well, it needs to go different from the beginning. You know, I think we got beat in the first half down at our place. You know, we had a terrible first half. I don't think we scored but about 10 the first half or something. And we only had 6 a couple minutes ago in the half. You know, if we just come out and kind of play them even up, you know, the first half, you know, I think we can get a win here. But now, you know, I've been talking, you know, we can't beat these good teams without our better players playing.
Right.
You know, Maddie's missed because of an ankle, and then the four-wheeler wreck, and then Bella's in foul trouble, Hallie's in foul trouble. You know, we need to keep them all on the floor, except for maybe taking them out for a little rest every once in a while. And, you know, if we can do that, you know, I think we can take care of Pickett and Clark Range.
Well, to your point, the last time we met Pickett, Bella had 4 personal fouls early in the second quarter.
Yeah, she didn't play hardly any the same way up at Clark Range of the night. She didn't play maybe a quarter and a half. Then Hallie ends up fouling out. You know, that was our final straw, I guess. You know, from that point on, they outscored us like 12-0 or something like that. You know, right before halftime, it's tied, and she goes out with 3 fouls, and they outscore us 14-0, I think, till halftime. So,
well, I thought defensively holding them to 50 wasn't a bad number. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I think so. You know, I think we just got to score a little more than that. But like I said, we had a terrible shooting half. You know, if we just score, you know, 16 or 18 in the first half, you know, we'll probably win the game instead of 10. You know, it's hard to score 10 against a good team and then get enough the second half to win.
We'll go to break.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. insert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, going to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show right before the playing of the national anthem. We had Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Now we'll go ahead and announce the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. Home team tonight, the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, their head coach Brent Smith, 29th season overall, a strong 13-2 record this year, 2-0 in conference play. They ride a 9-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Pickett County, a senior, number 12, Allie Amanette. Senior, number 13, Ella Kick-Kieslin. Sophomore, number 30, Zoe Nicholas. Junior, number 33, Emmy Lowe. And a junior, number 44, Callie Reeder. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker, the visiting team tonight, 8th season overall back here tonight at his alma mater of Pickett County High School. 165 wins during Walker's career in Clay County to 75 losses, 10-7 record this year, 1-2 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a senior, number 1, Maddie Hayes. Senior, number 2, Bella Ashlock. Senior, number 21, Hallie Buford. A sophomore, number 24, Ella Eads, and a junior, number 22, Lacey Wicks. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Here at 423 Brown Street in Salina, time for District 7A girls basketball. Clay County wearing their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on those, trimmed in white. Pickett County wearing their white travel jerseys, yellow numerals on them, trimmed in black. Clay County worked to the hoop to our left in the first half of play. Pickett County, the hoop to our right. It is the Lady Bobcats that control the opening tip. Amanette with it out top of this Lady Bobcat offense. A strong 13-2 record this season. There are only two losses coming to AAA Cumberland County. Low with it. Kicks it across to Reeder in the corner. Three-pointer Reeder does not find the mark. Foul going to be called against Allie Amanette.
Coach Sims, look like Clay County starting out in a box and one on Nicholas on that position.
Well, maybe so. I thought it meant, but no.
Well, I saw four players right down in the paint the entire time.
I thought they just played help side, but we'll see. Could be.
Ashot comes across the timeline, gives off to Eads, the sophomore now, kicks back to the senior at the wing, inside to Wicks. Bounce pass intended for Hayes, never found its mark. Reeder comes up with the steal. Pickett County headed back the other way looking for their first points. Wild layup off the mark by Amy Lowe. Lowe held to only 8 points in the last meeting between these teams. It's going to be a key to the success tonight. And now Madison Hayes scores the first bucket inside for Clay County. Early 2-0 lead. Now a steal. Ashok with it. Gives off to Eads. Ella Eads. Layup opportunity, a little strong off the glass, rebounded by Ashlock. Put back no good, got her own rebound, put back no good. And Reeder comes away with the rebound. Buford comes into tonight's contest with 995 career points, making only five to join the prestigious 1,000-point club. Foul called against Maddie Hayes, her first personal. So an early 2-0 lead for Clay County. Could be some rust for both squads. First time in 11 days Clay County's playing.
Yeah.
First time in 2 weeks for Pickett.
Been a while and not got a whole lot of practice in, I don't think.
Horrible weather last week for these parts anyway. Some folks may be used to it, but certainly we're not. 6:25 here in this first quarter. Pickett taking their time, looking for their first points. Emilio with it out top. Works the Amanette at right wing. She fires the three uncontested and hits it. 3-2. Lady Bobcats with a one-point lead. Eads in the backcourt being harassed by Nicholas. Gets across the timeline. Works layup. Gives to Ashlock. Bella now with it. Comes into the paint. Spins. Shoots. Some contact, but no whistles blow. Aminette comes up with the loose ball. Pickett County trying to extend quickly on this one-point lead. They can't do so. Another missed layup, Amy Lowe. A rebound by Hallie Buford. And a travel now against Maddie Hayes. Hayes trying to work her way out of a trap. Just a little unsettled in the opening minutes.
Yeah.
Coach, you may have been right. I think basically we're just dropping into the paint.
Yeah, I think
we're letting
just,
them have the three-point
yeah,
line.
Yeah, I think. Well, I talked to Matt a little, and I think the game plan was to let Kiesling and Aminette shoot all they wanted to.
Well, they did. You know, Pitt County just made 2 3-pointers in the last contest
yeah.
in Salina.
Certainly something, Thomas, I don't know that will hold true here at home. Hopefully it does again. Emmy Lowe, another shot, 0 for 3 is low from the field. Open this one up. Ashlock the rebound, a throwaway, though. Sophomore Nicholas comes up with it. Nicholas to the hoop. She scores, and a foul's called. LAE's going to draw that personal foul, second team foul of the first quarter. Nicholas at the line for the and one. Pickett County a three-point lead, 5-2. Free throws away and good. 6-2, the early lead for Pickett County. 5:18 mark of this first quarter as Ashok inbounds. Gets it to Hayes near the timeline. Maddie going to put it to the floor. Come across, set up shop at the top of the key, and look for a teammate. Finds Eads. Ella now going to run the offense. Inside to Buford. Kicks outside to Hayes. Three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound goes off the fingertips of Lacey Wicks. Pickett County with the ball. Coach, we've talked about it before many times on our first time this season, though, as we broadcast that we're in one of these return games, so to speak, seeing the same opponent for the second time. Always a little tougher, I guess, the second time around. The opposing coach has got more film on you, but that goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I always kind of like to play somebody and get film on them, you know, and I could tell a whole lot better what to do that second time.
Right.
Or I felt like I could.
Lacey Wicks misses inside, comes away with the ball, though, keeps it alive. Buford with it now. Hallie drives her layup good. Buford gets career point 997. And we've got a two-point game here. Pickett County 6, Clay County 4. 4:14 and ticking in this opening quarter. Nicholas right wing kicks the Raider. They swing the low. Now in the corner of Aminette. She fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Maddie Hayes. Nice to have Hayes back. She did not play against Clark Range 11 days ago. I don't know if you can tell or not. From our film, is there pressure in the backcourt? Timeout going to be taken by Coach Walker. As I say, Maddie Hayes wearing a protective mask tonight to protect her broken nose. Timeout taken by Coach Walker to maintain the possession. 3:53 mark first quarter. Pickett 6, Clay 4.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Low scoring ball game so far. It's 6-4 in favor of Pickett County. About 4 minutes gone here in the opening quarter, Daniel.
Halfway through this first frame, as you say, a low scoring affair to this point. Look for the teams to heat up, though, down the stretch. Buford with it. Gets to Eads. I'll pan the camera, get her in the shot there. Ella out top, kicks the bell at the free throw line. Ashlock wanting to drive one-on-one against Aminette. Takes her to the hoop, misses the layup. Rebound Hayes, put back no good. Rebound this time by Reader. I like the play, the attempt at the bucket. But Ashlock just got to keep it up. They'll start to fall. Another miss by Pickett. Rebound by Hayes, but it was taken back away from her. And a three-pointer hit by Ella Kate Kiesling. So already two triples for Pickett in this one, matching the total number they had in the last contest. Another Clay County turnover here. Coach Sims, is it a specific type pressure or just the amount of errors we're making?
They're pressuring, but we just got to handle it, you know.
Ella Kate Keys and Greens, another three, putting Pickett County in front, 12-4.
Zoe Nicholas with that three, Daniel.
Oh, was it? Not Keeson. Keeson hit the first of the two. Okay. So one from Aminette, one from Nicholas, and one from Keeson. All three with a triple. Clay County inbound here. Looking for a bucket. Try to stop this Lady Bobcat momentum. Inbound play intended for Maddie Hayes out top. Three-pointer did not fall. Had a good look at it. Just couldn't get it to go. Pickett County back in possession. 2:30 mark, first quarter. 12-4 the score. Another three from Keesland. No good. Rebound Buford. I can see Hallie Buford go coast to coast here. Just come down and put it in the hoop. Tries to do so. A nice pass off to Hayes. Hayes gets the bucket. Good assist from Buford.
Yeah, it was. That's good penetration. Dish off.
Woo! Another three-pointer. Sophomore Zoe Nicholas heating up.
We don't need her to shoot it.
15-6, Pickett County in front, thanks to 4 3-pointers in this opening quarter. Ella Eads, baseline jumper, wide of the mark. Foul going to be called against Baylor Walden, who's checked into the contest. Walden with a big 16.9. The last time the team's met, a huge third quarter, Thomas.
Yeah, basically kept us in that ball game. Walden did in the third and made some big shots down the stretch to, you know, almost help Clay County win that one.
Walden replacing Wicks in the lineup, joining her the other four original starters. Minute 50 left in this opening quarter, 15-6 the score. Never count Clay County out at any point. Last broadcast, they had a huge comeback up at Clark Range. Couldn't finish it down the stretch, but cut a huge deficit. Nicholas hairballs that three, but they say Buford fouled as she worked the hip into her. Nicholas going to go to the line to shoot three free throws. I don't like that call because it didn't affect the shot.
No.
It was after. She's boxing her out, essentially.
I've had those go one of three ways. No call, foul after the shot, or on the shot.
Yeah, it was on the floor, essentially.
You know, and
so you got to give them room to land, you know, is the
three
rule.
Different refs will probably call it three different ways.
True.
That's right.
And here's what bothered me. Nicholas, such a great shooter, I suspected she would drain all three. She's hit 2 of 3 so far. Third one coming. Sends it away. Also good. 18-6. Pickett County early in this one has Clay County tripled up. In the point tally. Minute 38. Left in this first quarter. Eads with it across the timeline. Under pressure. Gets to Buford. Hallie now dribbles through a trap. Gets to the hoop. Underhanded layup. No good. Rebound to Ashlock. Bella with it. Works back out to Ella out top. Sophomore Ella Eads going to drive the right side of the lane. Running floater. Good. Big bucket by the sophomore. Makes it 18-8. Stops this Pickett County run. Three-pointer now taken by the younger of the Lowe sisters. That's Addie, the sophomore. No good off the front of the iron. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Clay County doing a good job on the boards when Pickett misses. That's the problem. Pickett hadn't missed a lot in this first quarter. 18-8. And back with the ball trying to extend on that 10-point lead. Emmy Lowe called for the travel, and we know about the talent of Pickett County, Coach, but they never blow us out of the water. We always play them tough. Of course, they beat us 18 days ago. Prior to that, we'd won 7 straight in the series.
Yeah, well, I mean, we still got a lot of time. Maybe we can come back. We did the last time.
Absolutely. Very early in this one. Foul on the floor against Pickett.
So had the shot. She hit the shot.
Zoe Nicholas, top of the personal. Eads the inbound from the baseline off to our left. Works into Hayes. Hayes out top. Reeder steps out to defend. Hand off to Buford. Hallie going to back up near the timeline. Work off that PC logo midcourt. 35 seconds and dwindling. First quarter. Buford one-on-one. Step back three. No good. Rebound. Reeder. Reeder should have been called for the travel. No whistles blow. Pickett going to play for the last shot here. Coach Smith telling his girls to slow down. 15 seconds left in this opening quarter. 18-8, currently the score. Addie Lowe, right wing, three-pointer, no good. Got her own rebound. Nobody got a body on her, and she scores uncontested as the buzzer sounds in this first quarter. Coach Sims wanted a quick start. It's the opposite, a slow start for the Lady Dawgs. 20-8, the score here in Merchtown.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County and Pickett County, where the Lady Dawgs trail the Lady Bobcats 20-8 headed into the second quarter. Here's your Lady Dawgs scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, Madison Hayes has four. Ella Eads and Hallie Buford both with two. Pickett County is all about Zoe Nicholas. She's got 12 first quarter points for the Lady Bobcats as they lead 20-8. This Lady Dawgs scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Clay County with the ball to start this second quarter, needing a bucket, needing some momentum. Foul call on the floor as Ashok spun into the paint. Foul is against Pickett. Looks to me like on Emmy Lowe.
Oh, a shooting foul. That's good.
Shooting foul. Ashok at the line to shoot two here. First one's away, rattled out, no good. Ashok on the season, only shooting 56% from free throw, 22 of 39 coming into tonight. Hits the second one there. 20-9 the score. Pickett County with a big first quarter full of three-point shots. Going to have to stop the flow of those. I know at least four, maybe five, made three-pointers in that opening quarter.
Change defensively from Coach Walker. He's got Buford guarding Nicholas now.
Kendall Matthews also on the floor coming out to start this second quarter. Nicholas going to get the bucket and go to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity. Joining Matthews on the floor for Coach Walker, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlong, Lacey Wicks, and Becker Walden. Ella Eads coming to the scores table now to check in. Three-point play completed by Nicholas. 23-9 the score. Pickett County with a 14-point lead early in this one. The only part of about that that bothers you being down by 14, we've only got nine points total.
Well, that's still more than we had the last game, though, at this point.
Well, that's true.
We got 10 first half, I think.
Yeah.
Five in each quarter, I think.
Yeah. But we're down 14. That's a pretty big hole already in the second quarter.
Well, had 10 in the first quarter, but only a five-point second quarter. Halftime score was,
Oh, I thought we just had 10 at halftime.
31-15.
Oh, okay. I was wrong.
But pretty anemic. Either way. Pickett County with the rebound off a Clay County miss. Lady Bobcats come back down to the other end. Not try right. Addie Lowe out top. Off with the travel. Just really flat here tonight. Just not a lot of atmosphere out of the Clay County fans. Of course, the girls hadn't given much to cheer about at this point. Girls seem a little flat, and we kind of understand that. Coming off of this 11-day hiatus. But you can't come into Birdstown flat, Thomas.
No, you got to come ready to play for sure. You know, we talk about small-town basketball at its best. That's Clay County and Pickett County. Right now, it's the Lady Bobcats, though.
Another Clay County turnover as Reeder comes up with a steal, works it ahead. A teammate, that's Tompkins, misses the layup. Clay Canyon on the rebound. Matthews pushes ahead to Eads. Down in the front court. Layup no good off the side of the backboard. Got her on rebound, though. Good hustle. Put back no good. Rebound, Addie Lowe. Clay Canyon taking some good shots. Just can't get one to fall at this point. Nicholas drives baseline. Kicks to Reader. Reader spins. Shot up. Good. Nice touch by the junior off the glass. 25-9. Piggy County with a commanding lead. 16-point lead. Another turnover. Nicholas with the steal. Zoe Nicholas layup. Good. 27-9 is a timeout taken now by Coach Walker. It is all Lady Bobcats. 6:03 mark second quarter.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is...
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where it's all Pickett County, Daniel. 6:03 left here in the first half. Lady Bobcats 27, Lady Dogs 9.
Just hoping for some improvement here down this second quarter stretch. A lot of game left. Clay County in fine shape, but you're going to have to make a major turnaround at this point as Pickett County continues. Going to be Anna Tompkins, or Emma, rather. No, scratch that. Kaylee Tompkins, the junior, the older sister, gets the bucket. Makes it 29-9. 20 points the lead. Make it 18, and Zella Eads gets her fourth point of the contest. Coach Sims, I hate to even ask you, but, I mean, what are you seeing? How far is just getting beat?
We're ragged. You know, we're turning over way too much. And it seems like everything we do is off the dribble. You know, I don't like running offenses off the dribble all the time, you know. Pass the ball, but now I don't know.
Very frustrating at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be the Pickett County defense dictating that, too, at times, Coach. We've seen
They're pressuring. You know, they're not going to let you pass it a whole lot.
Seeing double Hallie Buford on most possessions, making her put it on the floor a lot.
They found their stroke. They're hitting everything they threw up.
Had a bit of confusion over the jump ball call there. I think that was the call. Of course, Clay County had the ball to start the second quarter, but Clay County back with it here, and now another turnover.
I see. I mean, I know she don't mean to, but she just dribbles down there and dribbles all her foot out of bounds. I mean,
it's one of those nights so far.
Yeah, I mean, I bet we've done turn it over 10 or 12 times.
And Pickett County, no slouch of a team, a 13-2 squad
here. Oh,
they're
a good ball team.
So, you know, when you make those type of mistakes against good competition, that's how you get these 29-11 deficits. Right now, Buford working inside trying to change that. Foul call against Pickett County. How are you going to go to the free throw line to shoot two here? She's got two in the game at this point. Thomas, is that correct?
That's right. One bucket in the first quarter for Hallie Buford so far.
First free throw's away and good. Buford, a strong free throw shooter, 82% on the season, 69 of 84. Second free throw coming from Hattie. 4:50 left in this second quarter. Plenty of game left. Plenty of game left. Second free throw's good. Buford, 999 career points.
21 o'clock range, came back, cut it to one. So it's doable.
It's going to be tough as long as Piggy Candy keeps doing that. Zoe Nicholas drains a three.
She's shooting eyes out of tonight.
Yes, she is. What did Nicholas have in the last matchup, Thomas, in Salina?
15 in the entire contest. She's already got 20 tonight, guys.
Golly, 20 of their 32.
She's already got 20?
Yep.
Golly.
Now Ella Kate Keesman knocking down a three. This is getting pretty bad, folks. 35 to 13. 22 points the difference. I have not seen the Clay County ladies done this way all season.
No.
Of course, we have a 10-7 record and have lost to some good teams. And Baker Walden responds with a three of her own. She sparked the comeback last time when we met Piggy County. Of course, the last meeting was won by the Lady Bombcats, 50 to 46. Reader going to take her hand to the three and knocks it down. Four different Lady Bobcats by my count.
Be able to tell they hadn't played in a week and a half, or 2 weeks and a half.
Well rested, I suppose.
Evidently.
Buford out top, 38 to 16, 22 points the difference. Halley inside, misses the shot, rebound Hayes, power dribble, put back, no good. Loose ball, picked up by Hayes, put back, no good. Another loose ball, this one taken away by Nicholas. Zoe Nicholas heads the other way. She's got the hot hand, stops the fire three, of course, knocks it down. Another timeout taken by Coach Parker. He cannot believe the accuracy that Pete Kennedy's shooting the three with. They've only missed 2 3-pointers, I believe, made the rest of them. 40.
How many they hit?
How many have they hit, Thomas? I know we're on timeout here, but.
Like 10?
I've got eight so far.
8-3, so 24 of the 41 Lady Bobcat points coming on 3-pointers. Score right now at the 3:16 mark of the second quarter. Piggott County 41, Clay County 16. We'll play one ad and be right back.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Birdsound for Clay County and Piggott County Girls Basketball, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Lady Bobcats 41, Lady Dogs 16. Piggott County 8, first half 3-pointers. Zoe Nicholas, 23 points already, guys, for the Lady Bobcats.
That's awful.
Monster night.
For us.
Yes. Baker Walden with it out. Tall parts to Hayes. Hayes inside the Ashlong. Bella baseline post move. No good. Foul call. So Bella goes to the line to shoot two. Fifth team foul of the quarter against Piggott. So bonus free throws coming. For Clay County down this final 3:06 to go in the second. Ashlong good on the first. 41-17 that makes it. 24-point difference. Second one's away. Good. 41-18. Emmy Lowe with it. Comes across the timeline. Gives off to Nicholas. Nicholas just on fire at this point. Wanted a three. Gives off to Reeder instead. She fires a three. No good. Rebound Walden. Baker with it. Works against Daddy Lowe. Passes ahead to Natalie Smith, who's checked in. The freshman across the timeline works against the sophomore Nicholas, hands back off to Walden. Baker now out top, works left, back to the right, into the paint, running floater, no good. Rebounded putback, bash, not good. 41-20. 21 points the difference. Reeder with it, right wing, back to Lowe out top, Lowe defended by Ashlock. Ashlock, of course, one of the big reasons that Lowe does not get a lot of points when we play Clay County. Bella does a good job defensively with her. Oftentimes that's overlooked, but Emmy Lowe, one of those 20-plus point a night kind of players, and she simply doesn't do that against us.
No, she doesn't. And, credit Coach Walker with that, too, laying off the shooters to try try to take the low and reader out of the game, but it's all about Nicholas this time. So it's pick your poison with this Big County team, really. Yeah,
it's the way it is tonight, for sure. Buford split a tramp. Layup was no good. Pickett County now with the ball. Smith comes up with a loose ball steal. Works across the timeline. Bounce pass ahead to Walden in the paint. Power dribble, spin, left-handed shot. Partially blocked by Reeder. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Maddie Hayes. Timeout taken by Coach Smith. Minute 32 left in this second quarter. Clay County fighting back in it a little bit now. 41-20. Pickett County with the lead.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, where Pickett County leads the Lady Dogs 41-20, despite Bella Ashlock scoring the last four of this ball game to cut into the lead a little bit, Daniel.
Oh, we've been pretty negative this first half commentating. It's been hard not to be. Lots of time left. This black, purple, and gold squad can come back and take care of business. Going to have to slow down the Lady Bobcats, though, as Reeder adds another bucket from left side. 43-20. A quick answer by Lacey Wicks. Wicks has the bucket of steal by Natalie Smith. Works over to Wicks. Her shot, good. Now a quick 4-0 run for Clay County here with this pressure. We're using full court pressure. Natalie Smith called for the foul. I like the defense. Did a pretty good job on Emmy Lowe. And it's going to take that. We're going to have to be nasty and be aggressive and dig in this thing. Absolutely. You're still muted, Coach.
Or.
Pickett County on the inbound. Work it into Nicholas. Nicholas into the paint. Misses the shot. Rebound Ashlock. Now some of this Clay County crowd starting to get frustrated and come into this thing and could bring some life into the players on the court. Foul on the floor called by official Dykus. 46.5 seconds left in this second quarter. Bella Ashok hit the line to shoot two. She hit her last two from that mark, 3 of 4 on the night. 43-24 the score. Misses the first there, so Lady Dogs trailing by 19. On the 4-4, Clay County, Ashok hit the line for another. Joining her, Buford, Eads, Wicks, and Natalie Smith. In and out on the second attempt, no good. Emmy Lowe with it, quickly crosses the timeline, wants it all, goes to the hoop, gets the shot. 38 seconds now left in this second quarter. 45-24, Pickett back in front by 21. Buford with it out at the half-court line, works to ease it right wing. Ella with a shot, faking a drive, shot no good off the glass, rebounded by Nicholas. The sophomore the other way, bounce pass over to senior Ella Kate Kiesman, who gets it to fall from right block. Pick it up by 23, 10 seconds left now in this first half. Smith with it, works the left side of the lane, kicks out Deeds, her three-pointer, no good. Rebound Emmy Lowe. Whistles blow. Coach Smith called a timeout.
Foul.
Foul call. 9-tenths of a second on this second quarter clock. Sophomore Addie Lowe to inbound. Time for Pickett to pretty much catch and shoot.
Yeah, that's about it.
They're working to Nicholas. She took one dribble. It was too much. Time runs out.
Good. She hit the shot.
Yes, she did. 47-24, your halftime score here from Birdstown between Clay County and Pickett County. Stay with us for the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades.
and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County basketball, where the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Bobcats of Piggott County 47-24 here at halftime. And it's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Piggott County jumped out to a 20-8 lead at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored the Lady Dogs 27-16 in the second quarter to claim this 23-point lead here at the break. Zoe Nicholas, 23 first-half points. She's made four threes. She's perfect from the free-throw line. What a game for the sophomore already. Ella Kate Kiesland has eight for Piggott County. Allie Amanette has three. Callie Reeder, seven. And Emmy Lowe, Addison Lowe, and Kaylee Tompkins all have 2 points for the Lady Bobcats. For Clay County, being led by Bella Ashlock. She has five, all scored in the second quarter. And then you have four with 4 points. Hallie Buford has four, Madison Hayes, Ella Ees, and Lacey Wicks, all with 4 points. Baylor Walton has three for the Lady Dogs. Again, they trail by 23. It's 47-24 here at the break in Birdstown in favor of Piggott County. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more online at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back here to Byrdstown, Tennessee. A big lead for Pickett County, 47-24 here at the half. Going to go ahead and do the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Starting off with Salina K8 basketball, those teams have dealt with cancellations since our last broadcast back on Friday, January the 12th, about like everybody else has. On that night, though, head coach Marty Maxfield and the 5th and 6th grade boys team moved to 13-6 on the year, with a quarterfinal win in the 50th annual James C. Hale Tournament, 27-20, over Friendship Christian. They're set to play in the semifinal on Tuesday, January the 10th, and that date's wrong, obviously, next Tuesday, whatever date that's going to be, at 4:30. The 30th. Is that right? That's where I got 10th from, I guess. The 5th and 6th grade girls, they finally played in their quarterfinal game yesterday against Pine Haven, and fell by a score of 10-52 to finish their season with a 5-11 record. The 12-6 junior high girls had quarterfinal action this afternoon. They tipped off at 4:30 against Savannah Christian, and very pleased to announce that they won that game 48-30. They will now advance to semifinal play this coming Tuesday. I guess that's a week from today. That is on the 30th, Thomas confirmed. They'll be tipping off semifinal action on Tuesday at 5:45 against the winner of Pickett County and Southside. The 12-5 junior high boys will play in the TMSSAA tournament qualifier this Friday on the 26th at William James Middle School in White Bluff, Tennessee. The Dogs will face Lakeview at 4 o'clock, and Monterey will face William James at 5. The losers will then play for seeding at 6, and the winners meet at 7. The top two teams definitely will advance to the TMSSAA sectionals, with the possibility of the third-place team advancing as well. Tennessee Tech basketball, Golden Eagles are 7-12 on the season and 2-4 in the OVC after beating SEMO 70-59 on Saturday, then losing to Tennessee State 53-85 last Thursday. They'll be on the road at Eastern Illinois Thursday for a 7:30 tip. We announced this once, we'll announce it again. Sophomore Grant Strong has declared that due to his back injury, he will be declaring a medical redshirt and retaining a year of eligibility. Freed Hardeman University and sophomore Katie Arms, the Lady Lions are 16-4 on the season and 2-2 in the Southern Conference. They beat Bethel on Saturday the 13th, 65-50. Lost to Lindsey Wilson, 57-67. That coming last Thursday, and then dropped a close one, 58-62 against Campbellsville on Saturday. They'll host Georgetown for a 5:30 tip on Thursday. The Lubin Bears, Tyreek Key and Lubin Bears are 3-12 on the year, and they've had a break in their action since losing to Laege on Wednesday, January the 10th. They're back at it against Belfius Mons this Saturday. Key's playing an average of 36 minutes per game and scoring 18.9 points, shooting 55% from two, 38% from three, and 82% from the free throw line during his rookie year as a pro. That wraps up this week's Ogre Sports Hoedown. It's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. And there are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from them. It's Clay County, a bucket there. It's open in the third quarter, Thomas.
Yeah, Lacey Wicks, she scored the last six for the Lady Dogs going back to the end of the first half.
We have certainly needed it. Makes it 47-26. Pickett County up by 21. They built this lead in the first half. Hopefully Clay County can tear down that lead here in the second half. Eads misses the floater from 10-foot range. Rebound Reader. Nicholas with it. Works the right side. Kicks to Addie Lowe. She picks up the dribble. Kicks to Reader. Three-pointer top of the key. No good. Coach Sims, if there's one thing you got to hope for, it's that Pickett County cannot maintain the high free throw or three-point percent.
Yeah, it's hard to do that a whole game.
We speculate they were somewhere maybe 8 of 11 in the first half on threes. We know they hit eight, only missed 3-4 at the most.
Yeah, I mean, you look back, Keesman missed a couple, Amonette a couple. I'm not sure that Nicholas and others missed any.
Of course, looking at it from a percentage standpoint, oh, that's the boys. Of course, we talked about the last meeting, Pickett County only hitting two. Well, Andrew's got three. 3 of 13 for 23%. But huge difference here tonight.
Well, we only missed about five here in his first two trips.
Maybe the winds of change are starting to blow here in Birdstown. Clay County needing points, though. That's going to happen. There we are. Maddie Hayes knocks down the jumper from free throw range. 6:20 mark of this second quarter. 19 points the difference, 47-28. Reader with it, defended by Hayes. Kicks back to Amonette out top. The senior hands off to sophomore Nicholas. She works right, defended by Eads. They're going to be called for that free throw.
See the double on Nicholas there. One adjustment, I guess, starting the second half. Going to double Nicholas, Coach.
Yeah, I saw it like a running jump there almost. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, she shot. So.
You'd make the comment earlier, Coach, when you find yourself trading like this defensively, you've got to turn ultra aggressive.
Yeah.
Try to create a change. Clay County with it. Wicks working the right side. Had her shot blocked by Reader. Clay County maintains possession, though. As Thomas mentioned, Lacey Wicks, the last six, at one time there for Clay County. We've had a bucket since then with Hayes' jump shot. Puts Wicks at eight on the night. She fires a three. Missed it off the left side. Rebound Addie Lowe. Pickett County back with it. Trying to find their continuity. They must have left in the locker room at the half and had trouble scoring during these opening minutes of the third quarter. Zoe Nicholas out top, defending by Wicks, kicks to Amonette. Hands back off to Reader. Reader going to direct the offense there from the free throw line. Now Pickett resets. Amonette right side, wants to go into Reader. Well defended by Hayes, though. Can't go it. Inside, so she fires the three. No good. Hustle for the rebound. Still a loose ball. Amonette comes up with it. Three-pointer by Nicholas. Good. 50-28. 22 points the lead for Pickett. Buford sitting with 999 career points, has four on the night, came into the game five shy of 1,000. Eads with it, left side, circles back out top where she hands off to Hattie. Hattie works right side, drives inside. That floater up and good, and a big cheer from the crowd here signifying that Buford has those 1,000 career points. A nice personal accomplishment here, Coach.
It is. Anytime you get that many, you're a good, pretty good player.
Pretty well-balanced by Buford during her career.
Yeah.
He's done it each year.
Yeah, I think she's the best player in the district this year. I'd rather have her than anybody.
Sure. Reeder adds another bucket for Pickett. Ashlock comes down, tries to answer. Her shot blocked by Andy Lowe. Clay County maintains possession. 3:42 mark of this third quarter. Subs coming in for Clay County. Natalie Smith checking in along with Baylor Walden. Staying on the floor, the trio of seniors, Maddie Hayes, Bella Ashok, and Hallie Buford. Walden with it out top, works against Daminette, hands off to Buford. Hallie works left, gives to the freshman Smith. She got away with the step there, fortunately. Ashok going to fire three. Did not find its mark. Rebound, Allie Amonette. Thomas, you were calling for something there. What did you want to say?
Well, I had Hayes had Reader pinned on the post right there. Ashlock didn't see it. She was also open for the long range shot. So
you're always rooting for those post players.
I am. I like them.
Offensive foul called here against Clay County. Hallie Buford gets called for that. Simply part of it, when it's in your repertoire to drive the hoop, you're going to get a few of those called on you at times. Pickett back with the ball. Bella Ashok with other plans nearly came away with a steal. Reader's able to collect it. Pickett County holding on to this large 22-point lead. Deep three-pointer by Ella Kate Keesland, and she drains it. So Pickett may have been cold for a couple of minutes to open the quarter, but they have found their stroke again. 25 points the lead. 55-30. Walden hands off to Buford. Buford drives, Euro step, layup, no good. Rebound Hayes, power dribble, put back, good. Of course, seven prior occasions as Coach Walker been the head coach in this gym. One trip in each of his prior seven seasons, a 2-5 record against Pickett in this gym. Overall, Walker has met Pickett County 21 times. Pretty even record, 10 wins to 11 losses.
I mean, we've had pretty good success against them the last few years.
During some years that Pickett's had some strong teams, been good. Hattie Buford called for the personal foul.
They've been, pretty good, but they hadn't been near as good as they were back the last couple
right.
of years I coached.
Yes.
I mean, they were, I thought that's the best team in the state, you know.
Well, I often thought that, too. They came away with some bad draws on some
they
state
always,
tournament entries.
Every time they draw the team, it ended up winning it. I know you're at Greenfield won it. They had about a 15-point lead in the third quarter and ended up losing, you know.
Figure did.
Yeah.
15-point
like
lead.
And they had two Division I players, had Darby and the Moore girls plays at Indiana, you know.
Yeah, Darby playing at UT right
yeah,
now,
I mean,
I think. Yeah,
she's not starting this year, but she started the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that Moore girl at Indiana, she started, well, she played a lot as a freshman, started the last 2 years too, or maybe three.
Three-pointer taken by Walden. A little shot of the mark, fighting for the rebound. Addie Lowe comes up with it. What's a good matchup between Addie Lowe and Baker Walden, the pair of sophomores there? Both of them aggressive players. Minute 46 left in this third quarter. Siggy County just maintaining the lead that they built early in this one, 56-32. Of course, as we mentioned, halftime score of the last meeting was 31-25. Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm seeing. We had 10 in the first.
You're looking at the boys.
15 in the second. Is that the boys?
Yeah,
that's
gotta
the
be
boys.
Boys.
That's the boys. Sorry about that.
It's 10 points.
Yeah. Let me bring the camera around here. Sorry about that.
Well, I know y'all kept talking about a slow start, and I kept seeing 25 points in the first half. Let me get the right game report. Ashaw, reverse layup, a little shy, going to be fouled by Reeder. Kelly Reeder called for the personal. Okay. 25-10 was the halftime score. 5 points in each of the first three quarters. Just as Thomas had said.
Oh, it's 10.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to argue with you.
Well, it was the wrong paper. But what you saw then after that, after the 5-point first quarter and the 5-point second quarter, 18 in the third, 18
yeah.
in the fourth.
Yeah, well, we played great second half.
To give us that final score, 50-46. Now, one of the differences, Pickett had 15 in the first, 10 in the second, 15 in the third, 10 in the fourth.
They scored more than they scored that game the whole half.
Exactly. Got 58 here for Pickett. With a minute 19 left in this third quarter, yeah. Madeline Ashok is line trying to complete a 3-point play, I believe. Hit the bucket, didn't she?
Yeah, she threw Reeder around in the floor, made a move, got the bucket and the arm, Daniel.
Completes that 3-point play. 58-35 now the score. 23 points the difference. Pickett County trying to stay hot from behind the arc. Nicholas misses that one. Rebound Bella Ashlock. Ashlock now works the right side. Defensive foul called against Addie Lowe. Of course, you talk about these seniors. They've experienced a ton of success. We're a big part of this seven-game win streak that unfortunately got snapped about 3 weeks ago. But could be meeting Pickett for the last time. It's no guarantee that you run across them in the district and region tournament.
Well, you figure you probably will somewhere, but who knows?
Timeout taken here by Pickett County so Coach Smith can do some fussing. We'll take a little break with them, play at least one. We'll be back.
Times.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Bella Ashlock at the line. She's made one of two to cut the lead to 22. Pickett County leads 58-36, Daniel.
Ashlock, she hit the first of those free throws, missed the second, makes it 58-36. That's Thomas said. Keys on the left side, 45 seconds and ticking left in this third quarter. Clay County has come to life here as this game has went on, but have not cut into this large Pickett County lead. 22 points the difference right now. Pickett content with that, just killing some time now. Jump shot by Nicholas. It's good. She's getting close to 30. May already be there. Had 23 in the first half, as I recall. Walden with it, right side, works against Allenette, picks up the dribble, kicks over to Wicks, her three-pointer no good. Rebound Ellie Aminette. 12 seconds and ticking, third quarter. Wicks called for the personal. 60-36, 24 points the difference.
Nicholas at the line shooting for 30, Daniel.
She's a pretty strong free throw shooter. I imagine she gets it. Of course, some scheduling changes, of course, over the last 10 days or so. Had a couple of games canceled. A game a week ago tonight was Gordonsville. Got postponed. Also, a trip to Redbourne Springs got postponed. Those will be made up. Gordon's was going to come to Joe Sims Gym this coming Friday on the 26th, and we'll make the trip to Redbourne on Monday, February the 5th. Another change in the schedule. Cumberland County, Kentucky canceled the game on Thursday, January 25th, due to their girls team making the small school state tournament up in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Hallie Buford adds a bucket there. Gets it in before the buzzer sounds. I believe they're going to count it. I think they're still conference, and yes, they're going to count the bucket. So 61-38 the score at the end of the third quarter.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Burgerstown for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber. The Lady Dogs trail the Lady Bobcats 61-38 headed into the fourth quarter. Hallie Buford and Madison Hayes both with 8 for Clay County. Bella Ashlock leading the way with 9. Ella Eads has 4. Lacey Wicks 6. And Baylor Walton 3. It's all about Zoe Nicholas and the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. 3 in double figures. Nicholas with 29. Ella Kate Kiesland has 11. And Callie Reeder has 10. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
8 minutes left in this 61-38, 23 points to lead for Pickett. They have led the entirety of this thing, essentially, since the very opening seconds. Hayes fires another 3, did not find the mark. Nicholas with it on the fast break. Pull-up jump shot's no good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella with it. Works in. 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Hayes. Put back good. Maddie Hayes getting close to double figures now. Pickett and Clark Range going to be meeting Saturday night make up a contest.
Yeah, I knew they had one snowed out last week.
Both of those teams at this point in time undefeated in conference play. Clark Range 3-0 in the conference. Pickett 2-0 on their way to 3-0 here. Zoe Nicholas adds another. I've seen on social media platforms and things of that nature where she has these 30-point nights. I've never seen it myself. We're seeing it tonight.
Who? Nicholas?
Nicholas.
Yeah, she's been on.
.635 and ticket. .63.42. Tom, what did I miss down here? We had a Clay County budget, didn't we?
I'm sorry?
Or did we not?
Yeah, well, I guess we did. I don't know.
Who scored our last bucket, Coach?
I don't know.
Buford misses one there, gets her own rebound, put back good, and she does the foul. Hallie going to go to the line.
I know Maddie hit one the trip before that, but we was talking. I didn't see.
Buford complete. What I show to be, according to Coach Menez's stats, her 9th and 1 opportunity of the season. Makes it 66-45. Reeder answers with another 3. Be very interested to see the final stat line for Pickett tonight on their 3-point shooting. Wicks tries a 3-pointer from left corner. Couldn't convert. Pickett County quickly the other way. Reeder going to get a bucket from left block. Reeder adds another time.
5:25 and kicking left in this one. A 5-second count. It'll kick Keithlin.
Man.
With the close defense, don't think Hattie even realized the ref was counting.
I'm sure she didn't.
I want to say Keeslin was the defending 7A Defensive Player of the Year, Daniel. And, you know, she's been tasked with guarding Hallie Buford in both contests against us. And she's done a pretty good job.
Yeah, she has.
She's had help doubling most of the time.
But. Sure. Nicholas misses one from right side, a rare miss for her. Hallie Buford the rebound. 5:10 left in this one. Fourth quarter action. Pickett County in front by 26. Make it 24 as Buford adds another from right elbow. So we talked about defensively holding Pickett to 50 the last time we played and how that was a pretty good number. Certainly wish we were there right now.
Yeah,
it would be 47-50 rather than 47-71.
Yeah, I was talking to Matt. He was kind of complaining. Well, you know, was going to let Keesling and Amnett shoot. They only scored two between them. Let these other girls get it. I said, yeah, but we still just give up 50. I said, that's not bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Not against a good shooting ball club.
Score a little.
Buford baseline drive. Misses the shot. Reader the rebound.
You can win giving up 50. You can't win giving up 71 in 3.5 quarters.
No, sir.
That's like Clark Range. You can't win giving up 78.
Ashok with a steal. Ashok with several of those tonight. On the season, Ashok averaging 2.2 steals a game, along with one block a game. And as far as deflections go, a deflection and a half. So constantly interrupting the opposing offense when she's a defender, Tom.
Yeah, just, you know, we've talked about it multiple times. Close to being the team leader in every stat category. You know, she just does it all. Just amazing the talent she has. The length is what it is. Anticipation and length to get in those passing lanes. She's done it her entire career.
Averaging 10 points a game offensively, 6.5 rebounds a game, 2.5 assists. Just a well-rounded player. Of course, we've talked about that a lot over the last 4 years when we discussed Bella Ashoff. Rebound by Lacey Wicks here. Wicks has played tough tonight. Tried to feed Ashoff inside on the cutting pass. The two couldn't hook up. Pickett comes away with it. Bit of a razzle-dazzle assist. Ella Kate Keeslin behind the back assist off the hands of Nicholas.
That was pretty cute.
Yeah, well, it was. 3:17 mark of this contest. Pickett going to sub. And that's something that's kind of hard to do. He's only got 9 players on the squad. We do see
Hello, still out there.
See, Ella Kate Keeslin, Kelly Reeder, Allie Aminette, and Zoe Nicholas come out for the final time tonight. 3:05 left in this one. As Coach Sims said, the lone remaining starter, junior Emmy Lowe. Three-pointer, my freshman Helen Garrison, who's checked in. On the floor for Coach Walker, he subbed as well. We've got senior Ava Carr, who fires a three from right corner, no good. Emmy Lowe, the rebound, joining Carr. Or Kaylee Brown, Halen Garrison, Claire Kendall, and Natalie Smith.
What's the charge?
Offensive foul called here.
Great hustle by Brown right there. She got back, blocked the shot, and then took the charge.
It was a good hustle.
I'm home.
to 47 the score when these substitutions were made. Strong win for Pickett County tonight to advance them to 14-2 on the year. As Ava Carr adds a bucket with a nice little inside move. As we said a couple of times, Pickett's only 2 losses coming to Cumberland County, a Triple-A school. Addie Lowe fired a 3. One of those losses.
Have they not played Livingston yet? Livingston beat them.
I looked on Coach T, and I didn't see it, but
I think they've lost
Coach T
too.
Is not always very accurate, though.
Yeah, I know Livingston beat them once. I ain't got my phone left in the truck. I'd look it up, but it might not be right.
We talked about this before. The impressive thing to me was that during that first game of the year, Cumberland County doubled them up, 65-31. And then next time around, 55-52.
Right.
Much better performance by Pinckney County. Got to credit a lot of that to coaching by Coach Smith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brandon. I mean, he's as good as there is.
29-year veteran, I believe. Boys and girls coach over the years. I guess all of them coming right here at his hometown in Bergstown?
No. No, he was Red Bullens boys coach for 2 or 3 years.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So that's how Rob ended up getting hired at our place. Michael Owens was our coach.
Yep.
Brent took the job up here. So Michael took the Red Bullens job, so we went and got Rob, and, you know, we came out better than anybody did.
Yeah, yeah.
Jenna Brent Thompson on with a bucket.
Now, all right. First Brent
on
the
coach. Right on boys took 3 or 4 years and quit. He was out of it there for a while.
I was in high school those years going and watching games. Yeah. I just don't remember.
So he wasn't coaching when I quit in 04. But when I came back, he was.
Thompson pulling down a rebound. Freshman Jenna Thompson quickly across the timeline. Wants to go coast to coast. Puts on the brakes, though. Kicks across to classmate Halen Garrison. Garrison drives, kicks back to Thompson. Thompson making that transition from a junior high post player to a high school guard. Garrison underhand layup does not find the mark. Rebound and put back by Claire Kendall. Good. Some good promising young players here for Coach Walker and this squad. Getting some experience here tonight in Birdstown. Three-pointer hit by number 3, Emma Tompkins. A freshman for Pickett County. They've got some talented young players themselves. 15 seconds left in this one. Pickett County going to roll to a big win. We call them a freight train in the opener, and that is certainly what they look like tonight, just barreling them along. Knocking it down from behind 3 at their wheel. And shooting good inside, too. Just personally the best I've seen the Bobcats play against us in several years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you say, 2-loss team, and, you know, it's because they're so multiple that they can do so many different things. You try to take one away, you see what happens.
This one goes final. Pickett County 79, Clay County 53. Lady Dogs fall to 10-8 on the year overall, 1-3 in District 7A play. Stay tuned for the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Burgetown, Tennessee, for Clay County Basketball, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where we just witnessed the Lady Dogs fall to the Lady Bobcats, 79-53. And it's time for your Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, Piggy County gained control from the start in this one and led by a dozen at the end of the first quarter, and it just went downhill from there,
yeah,
for Clay County.
They played really good the whole game. I thought we got not a very good start. We had several turnovers there early that led to buckets for them, and, you know, they got us down 10 or 12 there. We just couldn't come back from that. It just kept getting worse, you know. We didn't shoot it good early. They ended up scoring some points before it was over, but like I said a while ago, you can't give up 70-whatever in a high school girls' game and expect to win. You just can't do it, you know.
One of the better Pickett County teams we've seen, you know, in the last few years, that's for sure. And I think the coaches, because they have so many different weapons, they can beat you so many different ways.
Yeah,
we've kind of seen them do it two different ways now so far.
They basically got the same team they've had the last 3 years. You know, the girls just get older and they get better, you know. They should be the best team in the district with their talent and their experience. You know, we've got two or three girls that's got some pretty good experience, but not five or six like them.
And it shows in the stat line. We see the five starters, three of those in the double figures. Callie Reeder with 15. Ella Kate Keeslin with 16. Zoe Nicholas, a huge night, 31 points. Emilo held it just two. Addison Lowe, 7, Kaylee Tompkins, 2, and Emma Tompkins, 3. But what a night for Zoe Nicholas. There's nothing she could do wrong.
She played great. By far the best I've ever seen her play, because I hadn't seen her that many times. But she played a lot better than she did the first time. But she hit everything she threw up from out the floor, and then she was beating us off the dribble, and, you know, hitting layups, and taking it away from us. She just had a great game.
One of the best young players in the Upper Cumberland. No doubt for Biggie County. For Clay County, Jenna Thompson, 2 points. Claire Kendall, Ava Carr, also 2 points tonight. Bader Walden had a 3. Lacey Wicks, 6 points. Ella Eads had 4. And then the big 3 for Clay County, Madison Hayes into double figures for 10. Bella Ashlock has 9. Hallie Buford, 13, coach. So, you know, 3 almost in double figures. Most of that coming in the second half when the game was pretty much decided, though.
Pickett probably eased off a little. It's hard to keep that intensity, you know, for a whole game. You blow out to a 20-something point lead at halftime. It's just natural to, you know, ease off a little. But they missed several shots early, because then they started hitting them again. So we was basically just trading baskets from that point on, even though we did score a few points. You know, 53, that's enough to win you most games, you know.
It is.
I'd won the first game.
It would have. Pickett County with a hot hand tonight, and that was the difference here in Burgetown. Coach, we'll just leave the Lady Dogs, you know.
Well, I don't know. They got some soul searching to do, I think. You know, I think they're going to have to buckle down and really get after and practice and come up with some game plans to hold people, you know, down to a reasonable scoring output. I mean, like I said, you can give up 70-something points and expect to win. I don't care who you're playing.
Right.
Especially Clark Range and Pickett County. We've got to, you know, if we have to slow it down, you know. Do what you have to do. But, you know, if you have to, you know, the thing I've noticed, we don't pass the ball a whole lot. Most of our stuff's off the dribble. You know, we need to take a little time off the clock, you know, between shots, and, you know, make people guard us a little better and get better shots. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not the coach now, and I'm not, you know, running down what Matt's doing. You know, he's doing what he thinks needs to be done. I can live with that. But we've got to do something a little different defensively, though. I mean, and he knows it. He knows you can't give up 75 points and win a game, but, you know, they just need to, you know, get back at it. You know, we have a little easier competition coming up where we can maybe, you know, get some things going our way and So we got to play Clark Range to get at our place. Hopefully we can give them a – hopefully we beat them, you know.
Yep.
I think if we could have had our big three up there the other night, you know, we might could have beat them. But, and again, we can't give up 70-something points to do it, you know.
No doubt. Again, Clay County falls to 1-3 in District 7A with their defeat here in Burstown. The Bigger County coach, appreciate you making the trip.
Okay, thank you.
Folks, this is Lady Dog Wrap-Up and brought to you by EcoVandals of Tennessee in Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. EcoVandals of Tennessee, simply a better...
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off with Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to Byrdstown, Tennessee, getting ready for boys action. Now we'll start off with the Cumberland Exteriors boys 7A update. Not a lot of action in the last 2 weeks on the upper Cumberland due to weather. Last action that took place was when Clay County beat Clark Range 68-54 back on Friday, January the 12th. Tonight's action, 4-12 Clark Range at 13-9 Livingston. 7-8 Clay County at 12-4 Piggy County right here in front of us. 8-10 Red Bone Springs at 10-6 Gordonsville. That's a pretty interesting contest right there, Doug. Neither one of them great overall records, so to speak, but two strong boys teams.
Two quality teams. That's probably maybe the matchup of the night besides ours as far as across the board everywhere.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Definitely a good one. And like you said, ours a good one as well. Very early in these current District 7A standings, even though the regular season's about 2 weeks away from being over here, right now, Piggott County sits atop the heap with a 2-0 conference record. Redbone Springs in second place at 2-1 in the conference. Gordonsville sits third at 1-1, Clay County fourth at 1-2, and Clark Range fifth at 0-2. And I'm going to exclude Clark Range out of it and say of those top four, anybody can end up winning it. Of course, a lot of folks would like to write off this Bulldog team. We're fixing to find out more about that here in a minute in this big rematch that we're about to talk about. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead now at this time and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashog & Strong Insurance. Doug, let's go ahead and cover it all just like their agency does. A chance at revenge for Coach Edwards and his Bulldog squad tonight 18 days ago. Piggott County came to Joe Sims Gym, and I'll use the word embarrassed, Clay County, 57-40. What we got to do to change that?
Well, you got to come out with attitude that can't happen again. You know, you got to come out and set the tone early. Hey, you got us at home. It ain't happening no more. Just see what kind of attitude those guys bring.
Of course, this is a very personal game for Coach Edwards. He always looks at Piggott County, his arrival, always somebody he's known during his 24 years. If I can beat Piggott, I stand a good chance of winning this district. Kind of the first time some of these players as starters have been in this role of a bit of a revenge game. This has to be personal for them tonight. They need to come out hungry.
Yeah, and that's going to be the key. Are they hungry and how do they react? You know, and I think they'll be positive. I think it'll be positive for us.
Of course, Clay County 1-2 in conference play, the win over Clark Range, the losses to Redbone Springs and to Piggott County. Is it fair to say that if Clay County hopes to come out of this district on top during regular season play, it's a must-win tonight to do that, to be district
leaders? Definitely. You've got to split those two you lost and then win those others. And that's a tough task, but that's where you got to be. That's where, you know.
Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign of the day because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. The Piggott County Bobcats, their head coach Joseph Aminette, 8th season overall, 143 wins, 85 losses, 12-4 record this year. They are 2-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Piggott County, a junior number 10, Lyric Paris. Junior number 11, Jacob Aminette. Junior number 14, Eli Reagan. Senior number 20, Gage Harris. And a freshman number 22, Nathaniel Cobb. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach Rob Edwards, 24th season overall, 533 wins to 210 losses, a 7-8 record this year, 1-2 in conference play. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Lance Burchett, who did not play the last time these teams met. a junior number 10, Nate Adams, a senior number 22, Weston Burble, senior number 24, Andrew Smith, and a senior number 30, Wyatt Browning. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. District 7A basketball about to get underway. Clay County's a visiting team, wear their black travel jerseys, home numerals on those. They'll shoot at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Piggott County, the home team, wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in yellow. The Bobcats will shoot at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Of course, Clay County riding a one-game series losing streak now after that loss to Piggott County back in early January. Dogs got a one-game winning streak overall into the contest. Piggott County, a three-game win streak coming into the action tonight. Bobcats playing for the first time in 2 weeks. Clay County the first time in 11 days due to weather. Paris and Burble going to step into tip for the opening possession. Clay County going to have that. Burble knocks it to his classmate Browning in the backcourt, who hands off to Burchett, and this one is underway. Here we go. Burchett inside. Jump shot left elbow, a little too strong. Rebound White Browning. Browning picking up right where he left off in that car range game.
Yeah, Wyatt only with 3 points against the Bobcats in that game played in Salina. Daniel, he's really upped intensity since then. Let's see if he can keep it going.
Definitely needing tonight. Browning misses the jump shot from right block. Rebound Reagan. Cobb going to drive. Kicks over to Aminette. Corner three, no good. Good box out position of Andrew Smith, who gets the rebound. Hands off to junior point guard Nate Adams. Nate going to slow down, look to the veteran head coach, Rob Edwards, get the call. Dogs start to execute. Smith with it, gives back to Burchett. Burchett with major illness going on back in that first week of January. Good to have him back as Nate Adams scores.
Nice little move of Nate there.
That's not an uncontested layup right there. That's going through traffic.
That's going through traffic. Strong shot.
Harris with it, kicks over to Reagan, his three-pointer good. We saw the Piggott County ladies light it up from behind the arc. Will the boys do the same? Let's hope not. They do get their first triple, though, and have a one-point lead, 3-2. Burchett across the timeline, gives to his cousin Nate Adams, now Smith out top, kick back to Lance, corner three, no good. Bird will call for the foul on the positioning for the rebound.
Got a little hand that lower back, and they seen it.
It was there.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just what it was, a hand that time.
That's no push.
On paper, I suppose the right call, definitely something that could have easily been left alone. Three-pointer, Aminette, no good. 0 for 2 to open up for the junior. Nate Adams with the rebound. Sets up out top himself. Thinks about a three. Kicks instead to Lance. Lance left side, looks into Browning, kicks back to Nate, though. Nate in the drive, 10-foot jumper, good.
Nice little take with Nate there.
Nate with all four of Clay Kenny's points, and the Dogs have a one-point lead, 4-3. Piggott County now working inside the Paris. Browning going to be called for the foul. With that loss back on January the 5th, if you look at the series from the start of the 2015 season, Clay County now 30-3 against Piggott. We've got pretty used to saying only two losses. We've got to give them credit for another one now, though.
Like I said before, 1 out of 20 ain't bad.
Had an 18-game win streak going into that one. Looking to avenge that tonight. Paris airballing here on the free throw. Hit the first one, though. Knocked this game up at 4. 5:40 mark, first quarter. Clay County inbounds against some pressure. Full court man, looks like. Burchett easily beats that. Nice pass ahead. The Burble kicks it back out to Smith. Thought about a three from the corner. Now an offensive foul called. Andrew called for the push. Mm. I thought he just had a good juke on him.
He's got to adjust to it. This one's going to be called tight to start with.
What it looks like.
Three team fouls against Clay County here in this first quarter. 5:25 left to play in, and Aminette opens up one of three now from three as he knocks that one down. 7-4. And got to give Amonette credit for this. You know, a shooter's got to shoot. If
that's
you open
right.
up 0-2, you got to keep firing, as he does so. And all of a sudden, he's shooting 33% from three. Smith's going to fire a three. No good. Got his own rebound, working for a putback. Misses off the left side. Rebound Amonette. Jacob Amonette with it. Comes out of there. Crosses the timeline. Kicks over to the right side to Cobb. No, that's Harris. Gage Harris, who knocks out a three. Coach Edwards wants a timeout. After three, Pickett County threes open the contest. They have a 6-point lead, 10-4. 4:51 mark first quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County Bulldog basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. The Dogs are down 6. It's 10-4 in Bobcat favor. 4:51 left here in the first quarter, Danny.
Virgin with Lance, a full head of steam all the way to the hoop. Bucket does not fall. Pickett County's powers the rebound, kicks it outside to Amonette. Jacob Amonette drives into the left corner, now circles back out top. Picks up the dribble, gives to Paris, swung to Reagan, now in the corner to Harris. Back to Amonette, couldn't handle it. Harris picks up the loose ball. Baseline pass to Amonette, he steps out of bounds. Clay County going to get the possession here. Be really nice to see you. Bulldog bucket. Nate Adams, out there, pass full court ahead to White Browning. White with it, top of the key. Clay County trading by 6 early in this one, 10-4, 4:15 mark of this first quarter.
Pickett County on a 7-0 run to build this 6-point lead, Daniel. Clay County just needs a bucket.
Last time the teams met, only 3 lead changes. Pickett County pretty much in possession of that lead the entirety of the contest. Of course, their biggest lead, 17. That was the final margin, 57-40. Pickett County doing a good job creating another look on this possession. Eli Reagan with it. Shot up, no good. Rebound Lance Burgett. Lance across the timeline. Puts on the brakes. Gets his teammates catch up. Going to run the half-court offense. Fires the three. Good.
Nice look for Lance right there. He's backed off and he just pulls it.
Of course, we talked about it before going on air, Doug. Mentioned Lance Burchett not playing last time. You brought up that Connor Westbourne did an outstanding job filling in starting that night. But the only weakness of it, took away a little depth and took away a good player in Lance Burchett. So nice to have him back.
Yeah, the depth's the biggest part of that. You want that depth where your rotation stays good and smooth through the game.
Jacob Amonette heating up. Has 2 3-pointers now in this opening quarter. Pickett County up by 6. 13-7. Clay Kenny trying to respond. Nate Adams, baseline drive, layup good. Another tough shot by Nate Adams.
I think that's a matchup that's going to be our favor all night with Nate.
Who they got on him anyway?
Well, they've kind of switched it a little, but 10 and 22 has been doing it most of the time. And they're kind of just jumping at him with an extra.
Of course, Paris and Cobb, the ones you mentioned, they're the ones that have the length to kind of match up, but Adams just a little bit better athlete than they are.
Yeah.
Maybe more than a little bit better. 2:35. I mean, it wanted a deep three. He thought better of it. Pulls it down. Gives to Reagan. Reagan now to Cobb. Cobb had a big game the last time out against the Bulldogs. A three-pointer to Harris. His second three-pointer of the quarter. These Bobcats just as hot as their female counterparts were during the girls' game. Harris going to be called for the foul on the floor against sophomore Nolan Adams, who's checked in. Also, Tucker Westbourne has checked in for Coach Edwards on the bench now getting a breather. We see Lance Burchett and Andrew Smith.
Yeah, you said it, Daniel. 5 threes, 15 of their 16 points coming from behind the arc for Pickett County.
Good ball movement here for the Dogs. Can they convert on points? Nate Adams knocking down a three.
Really good ball movement to get that open shot.
Nate with the majority of these Clay County points here in this opening quarter. Dogs have 12. I believe Nate was 7 of them.
9, Daniel.
Oh, nice defense for Weston right there.
Cobb called for the offensive foul. To 12 the score. Piggy County a 4-point lead. Minute 57 mark of this first quarter is Clay County inbounds. All season long, Adams has been the leading scorer for this dog team. By average, there's been games that he was not. Aminette now with it, kicks to Harris. He fires another three, misses this one. Big rebound by Wyatt Browning. Browning lets it clear out, hands off to Nate. Minute 25 in this first quarter. Nate Adams, what about it, Doug?
Nice right there. Just getting in some rhythm. I mean, that's the biggest thing right now. Nate's in the rhythm, kind of carrying us.
Aminette and Harris may have 2 threes apiece for Piggott County. Nate Adams, though, with 2 himself for Clay. Minute 21 left to play in this opening quarter. 1 point the difference. Clay County 15, Piggott County 16.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bardstown for Clay County Bulldog basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts for Nate Adams. That's the last 8 for Clay County. Cut this lead to 1. He's got a cool dozen already, 12 points.
Strong opening. Pretty strong opening for the Bombcats, too. They've got 16 in the quarter so far. Minute 5 mark to play. Deep Aminette, 3-pointers good. His third triple of the quarter. 19-15. Piggott County shooting hot. Last time the teams met, it was 18-10 at the end of the first quarter. Piggott County with an 8-point lead. Now we're seeing a 19-15 score. So Clay County producing more this time around than they did the last time. Nate Adams, the inbound off to our left from the Clay County baseline. What was the call? I missed it, Doug.
They had a foul on that drive.
Ball taken away by Pickett on the inbound. Cobb comes down, misses the layup. Kept alive by Pickett. Nate Adams with a block shot out of bounds. Pickett maintains possession. Lance Merchant checks back in. Nolan Adams checks out. 42 seconds left in this opening quarter. Pickett 10 now from their baseline. They work into Paris, top of the key. Now kick to Reagan. Thomas, you mentioned the last time the teams met, you felt Reagan, the key linchpin to this Piggott County team.
Yeah, all around, I think he's their best player, and we did a good job. Held him to 8 in the last contest. He's got 3 so far in the game, Daniel, but he just kind of makes them go. When they're playing at their best, it's because Eli Reagan's got the ball in his hands. Facilitating, and he can shoot it, too.
He can.
And he does a lot of dirty work stuff on defense for you that don't show up.
Right.
And that makes them go.
Larry Parrish called for the offensive foul. Clay County now with a chance to get in the last bucket of the quarter. 20 seconds left in it, and the Dogs on offense. Burchett with it out top. Lance works right, back left, gets to the free throw line, puts on the brakes, retreats behind the arc. Loses the handle and regathers. 5 seconds in the quarter. Lance wanted the shot. Has it taken away by Reagan. Reagan going to have a layup at the buzzer. They're calling a foul against Lance Burchett from behind. Very little contact. Watching the official here to make sure I get this call right. Then we'll go to break. I guess they're trying to determine whether the foul was on the floor or a shooting foul. They send Reagan to the huddle. We're going to go to break. We'll straighten it out after the quarter exchange here. 19-15, pick it up by 4 at the end of 1.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Bergerstown, where Eli Reagan is shooting free throws here. So I guess it was the end of the first quarter. So let's say it's 21-15 at the end of the first. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Real Supply. For Clay County, Nate Adams, 12 first quarter points of the 15. Lance Burchett has the other 3 for Piggott County. Eli Reagan with 2 free throws there has 5 for Piggott County. Jacob Amonette has 9. Gay Jarris has 6. And Lyric Parrish has 1. 6 three-pointers for the Bobcats in the first quarter as they lead 21-15. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Well, we certainly have the answer to one question. We mentioned it there during the full coverage final word. Will the dogs come out and take this thing personal, seeking revenge? I think that is a definitive yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very aggressive play so far.
Definitely. They've come out ready to play, it looks like.
21-15 is the end of the first. So a good quarter by both teams. Matches the highest quarter tally. Clay County had any of the quarters in the last meeting. They had 10, 15, 5, and 10. Amonette opens up, misses the first 3 of the second quarter. Kept alive, though, by Piggott County's number 21, Caden Thomas. Cobb with it. The freshman drives, gets to the hoop, and scores. Nice play by the freshman.
Nice play.
Strong young player. Piggott County taking an 8-point lead, 23-15. Can Nate Adams and this Bulldog offense respond? Counter Westmore corner 3. Yeah.
Nice.
23-18 now. A big shot by the senior. Counter Westmoreland. His development has meant a lot to this program, playing a big role this year.
Yeah, he's really done a good job coming in to do it.
Second charge taken by Weston Burville. You talk about taking things personally. Weston Burville played big in the other Piggott County game tonight. He's already doing the same, Daniel.
Certainly is. And doing it in the right fashion. We've talked about that. Burville's done a great job of having those close battles, but keeping emotion out of it and playing good, clean, smart ball. And that's not always easy to do. Just shows the personal maturation that he's got in a senior leadership role he's taking on.
Yeah, we've talked about it too. Probably the most consistent Bulldog of the season.
Yeah, that's true. Three-pointer, Nate Adams, right corner, good. Nate Adams.
He's just feeling it.
He's on his way to what could be a career night. What a start for an 8. Easily into double figures. 6:35 mark of this second quarter. 2 points the lead for Piggott County, 23-21. A duel going on between our juniors here, Nate Adams and Jacob Amonette in this one. Large roles being contributed by their teammates as well, but as far as scoring goes, those guys leading the way for their squad.
Nice defense there by Kyler. Of course, that turnover.
Clay County with a chance to tie or take a lead, depending on shot selection here. Biggest lead the Dogs had in the last contest, only 2 points, and that was early in it. Foul call against Piggott's, Caden Thomas.
Nate right now is just doing what he wants to do. He's in his little zone.
Yeah, they've tried about everybody on him so far.
Yeah.
We're probably going to see a double pretty quick.
Nate inbounds, gets to Andrew, now hands back to Nate. Nate wanted to drive, jump shot off the screen, knocked to the floor. And now Weston Birdville going to be called. No, Pickett. Pickett County's number 14, Eli Reagan, going to be called for the foul. Good. I was afraid that was going to get Weston.
That's what I thought when I initially saw that.
I think it was a makeup for maybe not getting the foul on Nate on the shot.
Yeah, probably was. Probably was.
Nate the inbound. Works in the white. Power dribble. Jump step.
There you go.
Gets it in. The agility of Browning coming into play there. Good hands and good feet.
Strong move. Ties the ball game, Daniel.
23-all. 5:35 for our second quarter. And now Pickett County back in front by three is Jacob Amonet. Strokes another from distance. 26-23. Dogs trail by three. West Bungham with it. Gives up to Smith. Smith going to be pushed by Harris. Kept alive by the Dogs, though, and now a foul called on Caden Thomas. His second in the last couple moments of gameplay. Lyric Paris and Nathaniel Cobb checking in. For head coach Joseph Amonet, Caden Miller and Caden Thomas checking out. Nate works into White. White kicks to West and out top. Now back to Nate. 8-foot jumper, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Westmoreland. And Pickett now has possession. Edwards playing in this gym for the 23rd time in his career. A 12-10 record in this gym. Of course, overall, Coach Edwards 50-24 against Pickett County. The majority of those losses coming in this gym and early in Coach Edwards' career.
And definitely a tough place to play up here. Always has been. So that record's pretty nice in this gym.
I agree with that. They kind of going to maintain possession after a loose ball was being fought over.
Good look from Browning there. You know, every time he catches in the paint, he's getting double and tripled. He saw Birdwell on the backside there. Just couldn't quite get him the ball.
4.5 minute mark for a second quarter. Nice little tip back by Birdwell.
Nice
Nate Adams.
Birdwell.
Fired a three-pointer top of the key. Weston come flying in, cleaning it up on the tip. 28-25, the score. Paris with it. Drugged a foot. Got away with the walk, but ended up throwing the ball away. And Clay County coming back with it. Timeout taken by Coach Amonet. Wants to talk to his team. Pickett County up by three halfway through this second quarter. 28-25.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Burtstown for Clay County Basketball, where the Dogs trail the Bobcats 28-25, 4:11 left here in the first half, Daniel. It's a classic battle between these two.
Certainly is what we've grown accustomed to over the years. And this huge rivalry between the towns of Salina and Burtstown. Mid-second quarter. Pickett County with opportunity to extend on this lead, and they do so. Lyric Paris, a nice baseline move. Pickett up by five, 30-25. Nate Adams trying to answer, misses the jumper from in the lane. Rebound Pickett County, Amonet, quick pass ahead. Three-pointer taken and missed by Harris. Birdville the rebound for Clay County. Nolan Adams to the hoop. Euro step, layup, no good. Offensive foul call. Got to maintain a little more control there.
Yeah, and of course, that's that veteran player sitting there waiting on you. You got to pull that back and just run it out.
Or 2 feet. Jump stop to avoid the contact.
Of course, we've mentioned before several times, Nolan Adams is very gifted at driving the hole and getting to the hoop. And when that's your game, you're going to get some of those offensive fouls called against you. That's just all there is to it. Adams doing a nice job fighting through a screen there. Kept his feet and stays right on top of the net. And now an offensive foul called against Pickett County. No, it's reversed. We had the official out top with the better view wanting to call a moving screen. The official on the baseline overrules it. I'm trying to create some drama there.
Yeah. It's one of those tough calls. I mean, it really is, you know.
Most they
of the
didn't
time,
disagree.
You get any movement at all out of the screen, man, that's what you're going to get, the illegal screen. Nolan Adams not backing down.
No, I love it.
He's not going to try to go around that screen at all.
No.
He's going to run through it when he can, but he's going to put Paris on the line. But he can't really do that, I didn't think.
Coach Edwards letting them know that, guys, this ain't how it works. Because it's not bonus yet, at least going by the scoreboard.
I'm confused, too.
I am, too. I don't know what this discussion is. Maybe calling a double foul right there. I'm not sure.
Perhaps a no call would have been better for the game overall.
Yeah. I don't know what we've done right there.
Well, Adams got the foul according to the board.
Foul was against Nolan. It's not a bonus yet, so. Foul on the floor, inbound. Here we go. Harris with it. Left wing defended by Lance Burgett. Harris has had a couple three-pointers early in this one. Kicks over to Cobb. Now back to Harris. He tries another three. Too strong. Rebound, Nate Adams. 2:50 in ticket. Second quarter. Clay County trailing by five. 30-25. I believe the biggest picket lead of the night was six. Clay County has fought and clawed their way and stayed close in this one. White Browning with a big move inside. Nice bucket from left block by the senior, who already has more in the first half of this one than he had in the entirety of the last contest against Pickett. Amonette flops to the floor, misses the three-pointer. Good defense by Nolan Adams. Nolan comes down, misses his shot. Rebound west of Burble. Kicks out to Nate. Three-pointer top of the key, no good. Kept alive again by Burble. What a display by west of Burble. Three-pointer Nolan Adams, no good. This time a foul called against Nate Adams. And I wish that's where Nate would be just a little smarter.
Yeah.
He's out of position, wanting to keep it alive, but gets over the back foul. I love the competitiveness, but can't afford to have him in foul trouble. Fortunately, only his first, I think.
Yeah, but that's one you just got to just, they won that one. You know, let them have that and just.
Great job by Weston keeping it alive on those prior attempts. 30-27, Dogs down by three. Minute 55 and ticking, second quarter. Caden Thomas, three-pointer, no good. Rebound White Browning. White on his way to double digits on rebounds in this one. Had a double-double the last time the Dogs played up at Clark Range. Browning out top, kicks the bird. Well, now Adams right wing. Nate gives off to Lance. Lance with that big three-pointer earlier in the first quarter. He's been held scoreless here in the second. Inside the Browning. Power move. Shots up. No good. Mom. That ball went halfway down in there and then jumped out.
Yeah, good move. But White, like I said, it was down. He come back up out of there. We got a good mismatch right there. But they do a good job doubling that up to make you work hard on that shot. But White's good at finding that guy, too. So.
Well, I know we hate to give credit to Pickett at times. But when you've got somebody like a Joseph Amonette who's played at the highest level of collegiate basketball up there at Wake Forest and things, how much does that bring to a high school program? Just a wealth of knowledge, got to be.
Well, it is. That you bring that college mentality to your high school team, that's a whole different attitude they have in college. So,
of course, three talented sons that have all played for him here in this program. He's in his 8th year, done a great job up there. Defensive foul call. This one going against Tyler Westmoreland.
Yeah, there's no doubt Coach Amonette gets the best out of his guys. I mean, you look at this Pickett County team, you know, no size involved. You know, they're all virtually identical, with the exception of maybe Cobb's got a little link to him. And, you know, and they find a way.
And they're all pretty athletic, so that they just move. That's what they do, and they find openings when they move. So
play good sound basketball.
Yeah.
Minute 10 left in this second quarter. Pick it up by three with that Amonette free throw, 32-29. Start to say I may have missed the Clay County bucket, but I guess it was Browning. He had the last two for us. 1 minute left in this second quarter. Great contest going on here in Byrdstown between the Bobcats and the Black, Purple, and Gold. Dogs going to slow play it here. Thomas comes up in close proximity to Burchett. Lance, great separation. Hands off to Nolan. Dog's not in a hurry. 40 seconds and ticking.
I think he'll go for one unless he can get a layup right here.
One-on-one. Burchett to the hole. Floater's good. What a move. And an offensive foul call against Lance Burchett. I'm not a fan of the call.
As Coach Watson says, you know, that's not defense when you're just standing on the goal waiting to make contact.
I agree.
Poor call. Yeah. 33 seconds left in this second quarter. A bit of a shouting match between fan bases here. Of course, if I wasn't broadcasting, I'd likely join it myself. I have joined it from the broadcast table once or twice.
Well, yeah, that's what we got.
I'm ashamed to say.
That's what we got mute buttons for.
20 seconds left in this second quarter. Piggy with the ball and a three-point lead, 32-29. Reagan working against Birdwell. What a great one-on-one play by Burchett, though, getting at the hoop scoring. Unfortunately, that offensive foul. But Piggy with it. 5 seconds left. 4 seconds. Now three. Reagan kicks off the pass. They score.
Nice ball move right
buzzer. There. Well executed by Pickett County. They now carry a 5-point lead into the break, 34-29 over the Bulldogs. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well.
We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Birdstown for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Piggott County 34-29 here at the break. And it's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. It's been a back-and-forth contest, with the largest lead being 8 points by Piggott County at one point early in the second quarter after the Dogs trailed by 6, 21-15 at the end of the first. Nate Adams with 12 first quarter points to keep pace for Clay County. And then the Dogs outscored the Bobcats 14-13 in the second stanza to trail by 5, 34-29 here at the break. For Piggott County, they're being led by Jacob Amonette, has 14 points here at the break, including 4 3-pointers. Eli Reagan has 5, Gage Harris 6, Nathaniel Cobb 2, and Lyric Parrish has 7 for Piggott County. For Clay County, leading the way, Nate Adams, 15 first-half points. Lance Burchin has 3. Wyatt Browning has 6, all in the second quarter. Weston Burwell, 2, and Kyler Westmoreland, 3 points for the Dogs. Again, Clay County trails 34-29 here at halftime in Birdstown. This first-half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere and anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more, and do that online at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Papa Gold Body Shop Halftime Show in Byrdstown, Tennessee. Good boys contest going. Pickett County with a 5-point lead at the break, 34-29. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon. We invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. Our records show that five different Lady Dogs are tied for made three-pointers in a game against Pickett County with five each. Name three of those five players. So five different Lady Dogs have all made five three-pointers in a contest against Pickett County. Name three of those five players. If you think you know the answer, please send your guesses in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Had a couple different ways I thought about going with this one tonight. We've had one person try to call into the hotline here. Perhaps they'll send us a message in a moment. So, Doug, pretty good boys contest. We were performing better than we did the last time, but you and Thomas kind of reminded me that in ways it's very similar to the first half of the game last time. Clay County down 31-25 at the break, and we see it here 34-29. Not a lot different, really.
No, it's real similar to that first game. Now the bees, how do we react coming to this third quarter knowing what we've done in the last game? You know, we want to come out same intensity we had the first half and play a whole game right here.
Right. Thomas, we had one guest come into the hotline. They said Taylor Strong, Cara Butterworth, and Rachel Kopas. One of those three is correct. We won't say which one. Another guest coming in from Sam Daniels, he says Michelle Chambers, Sydney Roach, and Katie Arms. One of those three is correct. Once again, we won't say which ones. A lot of action starting to come in. Tib Urchett Adams says, listener Hannah Bowles guesses Tib Urchett Adams, Melissa Webb, and Michelle Chambers. One of those three is correct. somebody's getting closer here. I believe this is Derek Webb listening, Carly Webb. They guessed Taylor Strong, Maddie Monroe, and Michelle Chambers. Two of those three are correct. Still looking for three out of five there. Got some other guesses coming in. Now we have a guess of Rachel Kopas, Michelle Chambers, and Sydney Roach. One of those is correct. Looking for three of the five Lady Dogs who have all made 5 3-pointers in a game against Pickett County. Clay County opening up off to our right to start this third quarter. Cannot come away with points. We're trying to keep up with the action on the hotline and the action on the court. Bobcats miss a shot. Lance Birch at the rebound. He comes the other way, puts on the brakes, slows it down, fires a three. No good. Rebound by Browning. The big man with it at the free throw line. Holds it up high, looks for a teammate. Kicks over to Birdville in the corner. And I think we might have a winner here on the hotline. I'll have to verify.
That's going to move a Nate right there.
Nate Adams adds another. We have a guess of Taylor Strong, Katie Kerr, and Michelle Chambers coming in from listener Tate Kerr. And he's correct. That is three of the five. So to round this thing out, let me give y'all five of those ladies who have done that. Ashley Turner did it in 2007 as Gage Harris adds a bucket. Taylor Strong did it in 2018. Glenda Scott was the first. She did it back in 1990. Katie Kerr in 2007 and Michelle Chambers in 1998. They are the five that have done it. So congratulations to Tate Kerr. He'll be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon. whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Who made that Pickett County bucket, guys?
Coming at it. Lay it.
38-31, 7 points to lead for Pickett County as we get our full attention back on this contest. What a great race amongst the listeners, though. We had other guests to come in. Perhaps we'll catch up on that in a timeout. As Light Branding adds a bucket from left off.
Nice little high-low offense there to get wide open.
The third quarter in the last game is the quarter that Pickett County won the game. They had 15, we had 5. Offensive foul called against Pickett. Let's head the other way with it. A 15-5 third quarter in Joe Sims' gym by head coach Joseph Aminette's squad is what sealed the deal in that contest.
Big difference in there.
Got to avoid that tonight because the fourth quarter, we had 10, they had 11. It's basically even.
Weston Burble drawing another offensive foul there, getting Aminette frustrated with the push-off.
The third charge, I believe, he's taking. As Wyatt Browning heats up, and that's another one. Thomas, you called for Wyatt Browning to control this thing, and he's doing so. Doug, you talked about it earlier. Defensively, they were doubling Browning, and Nate Adams was killing them, and now I guess maybe they've laid off the double team.
They've
now
made a little different adjustment to get him open.
38-35, Burble with a great defense, deflected the ball. Jump ball going to be called for on the rebound between Weston Burble and Lyric Paris. Weston Burble just going to battle in the trenches here.
Yeah, he's in Aminette's head right here on the last two possessions.
I believe so.
There's no doubt.
Pickett County with the possession arrow. They'll inbound from their own baseline. Cobb with it, right wing, hands off to Aminette. Step back three. Good. Nice shot. 41-35, Aminette having one of the better games I have personally seen him have against Clay County.
Yeah, and we're making him make some tough ones. He's had some clean ones, but that was a tough shot right there.
Nate Adams goes for the baseline jumper, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound Nathaniel Cobb. Cobb, the freshman, comes all the way down, dishes to Paris. His layup good off left side. Clay County needs to stop this Pickett County run. 43-35, 8 points the lead for the Bobcats, perhaps their biggest lead of the contest. Lance Burchett with it.
It matches it, Daniel. Largest lead is 8.
Burchett, left side, inside the Browning. Here's the double team. Almost scored through it anyway. Draws the foul, goes to the line.
Go back to the hotline, Daniel. We have multiple guesses from a whole lot of people. Probably some correct answers if you add them all up here. Sam Daniels' multiple guesses of Taylor Strong, Katie Arms, Maddie Monroe involved there. We do see Glenda Scott showing up with Megan Hamilton and Michelle Chambers. Not sure who that came from.
Leslie Langford.
From Miss Leslie Langford. Other guesses, Amanda Kendall, Michelle Chambers, Taylor Strong from Courtney Cherry. So, appreciate everyone getting involved. Your mother, Linda Strong, also guessing.
A lot of great Lady Dogs being named there. Pickett County with the ball here. Update us on the free throws, Thomas, based off the scoreboard.
Missed both of them.
43-37. Pickett with the lead and the possession. Eli Reagan somehow gets a spinning windmill of a shot to go.
Just throws it up and it's in.
I'm sorry. White made both of them.
Okay.
Said the wrong
thing.
We
like that report better. 45-37, back to an 8-point difference. Westmoreland inside the Browning. Power dribble, kicks back to Nate. 3-pointer, top of the key, a little short of the mark. Goes out of bounds. Getting the air ball chant from the Pickett County student body. Nate needs to keep firing, though. He's had a hot hand in the first half. Now Aminette tries his hand at another three. Does not fall. Adams the rebound. Nate just having a great contest here in this one.
Yeah, he's been pretty steady all night. Both ends of the floor.
Yeah. Clay County back with it. Trying to cut into this 8-point Pickett County lead. Browning, power dribble, spin, shot, no good. Literally missed it by 1 inch. One more inch, it would have fallen in. Aminette the rebound. Comes the other way, gives to Reagan. His 3-pointer good.
Big shot right there by Reagan.
Got to stop this run. 11 points now the difference. Biggest lead of the night. We talked about it. Coach Edwards feeling the same thing. Wants a timeout. to talk to his team. 2:47 mark third quarter. Piggy County 48, Clay County 37.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County Basketball, represented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Piggy County on a 10-2 run of late, Daniel, to build this 11-point lead. They lead 48-37, a little under 3 minutes left here in the third. Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel.
Just kind of shaping up the same way. Got to stop that. Hopefully coming out of this timeout, Clay County can do so. Inbound to Nolan Adams. Nolan Williams, left wing. Drives right. Inside of Bradley. Nice pass. Couldn't get a roll, though. Did not fall. Good entry pass by the sophomore, Nolan Adams, who comes on the steal.
I'm muted here. I'm back on live now. Sorry about that, folks. Piggy County trying to answer with a layup. No good. Rebound Browning has it knocked away by Cobb. Safely now gets it over to Lance Burchett. 2:05 left in this third quarter. Clay County looking to finish out these final 2 minutes strong. It's not been a great quarter for the Black Purple and Go. Nate Adams, Euro set. Drive. Offensive foul call. Almost looked like he tried to avoid contact.
It did. Like he got kind of in between there. Like he got through it.
I think that's the third personal. Actually, a second. 48-37. Look what's happened here during this stretch of game that's built this 11-point lead.
Well, we just a little cold. You know, we got some real good looks with White in there, and they're in and out. So, I mean, we just got to get something to drop and get a stop here and there. But we just, like I said, our shots just quit going right there.
Aminet inbound from the picket baseline. Works it into Paris out top. Kicks to Reagan. Swung over to Thomas. He looks inside to Paris. Can't get it to him. Gives instead to Aminet. Aminet calls for the screen. Adams stays with him. Should be a 5 second call. Got off to Reagan though in time. 3-pointer no good. Blown dead because it hit the top of the structure in here. Clay County going to have possession. A minute and a half left in this third quarter. Lance Burchett with it, coming across the timeline. Kicks across to Nolan, now back to Lance. Lance in no hurry. Kicks to Nate, left wing. Nate going to want to drive. Now Westmoreland, corner three, in there. Connor Westmoreland.
Right there, big shot.
Really needed that. Back to a single-digit deficit. 8 points the difference, 48-40. Final score last time. 57-40, so Clay County getting more output tonight offensively. 3 seconds? No more.
No, he called a foul on Lance on that one.
Well, I knew a three was involved, so it's number three, Lance Burchett, picking up the foul. His fourth personal, according to the scoreboard. Pickett inbound. They work to Paris on the block. Gets an easy bucket. Back to a 10-point lead. 45 seconds left in the third. 50-40 the score. Nate with it. Kicks back cross court to his brother Nolan. Nolan now left side. Works against Harris. Kicks to Nate. Nate on the drive against Cobb. Gets to the hoop. Misses the shot. Foul called against Cobb.
Good take by Nate there.
Nate going to the line to shoot two. Nate steadily has been increasing his percentage from the free throw line as the season's progressed. 36-50, 36 of 59, good enough for 61% at this point. And, Doug, you talked about that early on, those football players coming back. Said, look, it's going to take a couple weeks for them to get into the rhythm of this. And since Christmas, he's been much better from the stripe.
Definitely. Like I said, football players, basketball legs are different. And it takes a while to get those legs, and they're starting to come back.
Definitely. 30 seconds left here as Nate knocks down both of those free throws, makes an 8-point game again, 50-42. Second personal for Kiner. Third team foul of the quarter for Clay County. Picking on the inbound. Last shot if they want it. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Aminette with it, defended by Nolan Adams. Nolan doing a good job with that assignment. Working him close here. All over him. Close to five. He stayed all over him. Should be a five-second count. Eli Reagan going to have his jump shot. Clang off the back of the iron. Rebound Andrew Smith. Smith, 3 seconds. Gets the burgle. Desperation three. The buzzer. No good. 50-42 the count. Pickett County with the 8-point lead at the end of three.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Burstown for Clay County basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County trails by 8. It's 50-42, headed into the fourth quarter, and here's your dog scoring summary. Brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Nate Adams. He has 19. Lance Burchett has 3. Wyatt Browning into double figures with 12. Western Burville has 2. Kyler Westmoreland, 2 big three-pointers for 6 points. Pickett County, Jacob Abinette leading the way with 19 points. Gage Harris and Lyric Paris into double figures, one with 10, the other with 11. Eli Reagan has 8, and Nathaniel Cobb held the 2 points tonight. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Dogs with an 8-point deficit to overcome in these final 8 minutes. Andrew Smith, left corner, dribbles out. Working against Aminette, kicks to Nate. Nate going to drive baseline. Bounce past the Browning. Shot up, no good. Tip back by Burble, no good. Browning was fouled. Nate comes up with a loose ball. And now another missed shot sees Eli Reagan come away with a loose ball. Really needed points there. Had a lot of looks.
Like Doug said, just can't get it to go. That's not for lack of effort.
No.
I can't tell everybody complaining about her looks. She's just not dropping right now.
Paris with it. He scores from right block. Back to a 10-point lead. If I'm not mistaken, Clay County only won 3-pointer in the third quarter. That coming from Kyler Westmoreland. Now Nate Adams is going to fire a 3 here early in the fourth. It does not fall. And that's the drawback of firing the deep ball early. You come away empty, cost you possession.
That's hard to rebound that quick shot. It's hard to rebound if you miss it.
So Pickett County up by 10, 42-52, 6:36 left in this contest. Paris with it, right wing. Gives back Damonet. Burble there defending him, knocks the ball away from him. Kicks back to Harris. Harris on the drive, goes baseline, kicks to Reagan out top, 3-pointers away and good, and Nate Adams called for the foul. I don't think Nate meant to take him to the floor, just ended up hanging arms with him.
Yeah, just caught him a little, he's went through. Good contest, you weren't even contesting that, he just caught him.
Yeah, you have to think, Coach Eminette's going to start letting the air out of this one, Doug. We'll see Coach Edwards also with something to counteract that. A little trap, half-court trap,
yeah.
Maybe some full-court pressure
little,
here. But
And
Clay County's got to speed this one up.
Yeah, and what they do, they're athletic enough to make you have to work it. But, yeah, we definitely got to try to speed the game up here a little bit right now.
Both of those free throws good, a third one coming. 55-42. 13 points the lead now for Pickett. And here we are getting close to that 17-point difference from the last time. Clay County needing to turn the tides here. 6 minutes left. Lance Burchett drives, gives to Smith, a shot faking, a drive to the free throw line, sees a jump shot go off the back of the iron and a rebound by Cobb. Cobb being harassed by Bulldogs, but Pickett County maintains possession. Aminette with it. He's going to drive inside, gives to Harris. Harris now kicks outside to Reagan. Pickett County in no hurry with this 13-point lead. Pickett Kenny, a good ball-handling team. Step back three by Aminette. No good. Rebound Brownie.
It's over. That's the best-case scenario for the dog right there.
That's what I was thinking. Quick is shot. We see Nate Adams to the hoop, knocked to the floor. Friendly fire, it looks like, from Weston Burble. Both of them coming up gimpy. A 5-on-3 temporarily for Pickett, and Cobb converts. Coach Edwards wanting a timeout. 5:13 left in this one. Pickett County has built a 14-0 strike that, a 15-point lead, 57-42.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County Basketball, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Pickett County scored the first 7 points of the fourth quarter. They're up by 15 in this one, Daniel.
Eerily similar to the last meeting between these teams, where Pickett County ended up with a 57-40 final score win. Nolan Adams, a nice 15-foot jumper from the baseline, makes it 57-44. Plenty of time here, Doug, for the Dogs,
yeah.
But they've got to shut down this picket offense.
Yeah.
And here
good
he goes.
Pick,
Nolan Adams,
Nolan.
A takeaway, a layup, a personal 4-0 run. 57-46, 11 points the difference, and just like that, Nolan Adams breathing life into this Clay County squad. Three-pointer taken and missed by Harris. A big rebound, though, by the Bobcats. Needed a rebound there. Reagan going to back up, defended by Verbal. Take his time. Weston forces his hand. Sends off to Cobb. Cobb defended by Westmore. Now he drives to the hoop. Tyler going to be called for the foul on the floor from behind. Going to inbound from the baseline. Foul was on the floor. Cobb's lining up to shoot, thinking that it was a shooting foul. But it was not. Aminette the inbound. Works into Paris, who hands off to Reagan. And here we see Reagan and Birdwell again out top. 4:10 and ticking. Pickett in no hurry. 11 points the lead for the Bobcats.
There we go.
Nice little defensive play there. Creates a turnover.
And that's what we need right now. We've got to get some stops. We've got to make some shots.
Pickett County now taking a full timeout. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4 minutes remain. Pickett 57, Clay 46.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Back here live from Burgestown, halfway through this fourth quarter, Clay County with some work to do. Lance Burgett firing a three, a little bit wide of the mark. White running the rebound, gets off to Nate Adams, baseline jumper good.
Nice bucket. Got it under under double digits, just got to get stops.
57-48, 9 points of difference. 340 and ticking. Aminette under pressure from Adams, now Browning. Back to Aminette, defended by Nolan.
Ooh.
Ooh, Nolan Adams, and oh, a foul being called against Nate. I missed it with the camera. Ball had been knocked into the backcourt. Great defense by Nolan. It forced the loose ball into the backcourt. Nate picks up the foul as he was going for the loose ball. That's Nate's fourth. There's the only problem with that. Can't afford to lose him.
Big foul right there.
On the floor for Coach Edwards, the Adams brothers, Kyler Westmoreland, Lance Burgett, Mike Browning.
Oh, there you go.
Nate Adams called for the foul. He's fouled out with that ticky-tacky foul, sliding his feet, moving along. I'm pretty sure, at least according to the scoreboard, that's it.
That's five, yeah.
Well, Nate Adams is fouled out here. Having at the inbound from the baseline. Works into Paris in the corner. 3:15 left in this one. Pickett gonna let time tick away unless we force their hand.
Yeah, they're gonna be real patient right here.
9 points the difference. Weston Bird will defend Eli Reagan out top. Now Paris with it. And a foul called against Browning?
Wow.
Was that against White?
Yeah. It's all right. Send him to the line.
Well, I suppose they thought that's what we wanted there. Maybe it was, but that is the fifth team foul against Clay.
Well, like White got that pretty clean right there to me.
Yeah. Second personal against Browning. Paris at the line shooting. Misses the first. ...57-48. Pickett with this lead. Pickett's led essentially the entirety of the contest. Misses both of them. Got his own rebound, though. Clay County got out-hustled there, but here's an out-hustle. It's Clay County takes it away from Aminette. Burchett to the hoop. Foul call now against Reagan. Lance going to the line to shoot two. Third personal against Eli.
Yeah, look for him to pick up pressure now. Rob made that change right before this. Took wide out and put guards in so he can get pressure.
Burchett knocks down the first. Makes it an 8-point game. Second one's away. Good. 7 points of difference. 57-50. 2:45 left. Harris to the hoop. Stripped of the ball. Picking the inbound from their baseline. 2:41 on the clock. Dogs closer than they've been in some time. 7 points. Aiming at the inbound. Directs traffic, works it into Paris. Hands off to Reagan. Foul call against Andrew Smith. Eli Reagan going to the line. So clearly the official's going to be really close on fouls here. It's going to be tough to come up with a steal with some good close defense because it's going to be a foul call.
Yeah, because they're quick whistling right now. That's not good when you're trying to come back unless you're wanting to foul.
Right.
And, you know, we want that defensive effort first, then, you know, get that foul later maybe.
No, Eli Reagan's not somebody we want at the free throw line, guys. He's perfect on the night. 5 for 5 before that one. Make it 6 for 6.
Second one's away. Also good. Back to a 9-point game. 59-50. 2.5 minutes left. Lance Burchett with it out top. Going to run this offense with Nate Adams foul out. Drives. Gives to Westmoreland. 3-pointer. No good. Rebound. Harris, he travels with it, and they get it. They get the travel call. I'm okay with some fans are wanting to know where the back call. I ain't worried about that. I'm just glad we got the travel.
Big possession for the dogs here. Need a bucket.
Yeah.
Three
bucket.
Would be nice.
2:20 left in it. Dogs trending by 9. Inbound to Birdville. Swung to Westmoreland out top. Counter now back to Lance. Lance going to circle out top. Uses a Westmoreland screen. Going to drive one-on-one against Harris. Kicks to Nolan Adams. Nolan, a head fake into the hoop. Foul against Paris on the floor. Clay Kenny to inbound from beside the Bulldog bench. 2:09 on the clock. Got to have points here.
Yeah, got to have a bucket.
59-50. Another foul. And it's going to be Harris this time. Senior Gage Harris. Third team foul against Pickett. It was 5-1, the count. Now 5-3. Burchett to inbound, works it into Westmoreland. Counter out top. 2 minutes to play in this contest. 59-50 the score. Long two-pointer by Lance. Good.
Nice shot by Lance there.
Back to a 7-point game. Minute 54. Nolan Adams comes up. Steals the ball for Jacob Evan. Raise it in.
Oh!
Did not fall. Ball goes out of bounds off of Clay County. What a play by Nolan Adams. Just could not convert on the layup. But what an impressive steal.
It was nice little play there. Just didn't finish it.
Excuse me. Pickett on the inbound here. Foul called on the floor against Westmoreland. Freshman Nathaniel Cobb at the line shooting 2. First one's away, no good. 7-point game here, 59-52, minute 42 left. That's a lifetime in basketball with timeouts.
Yeah. Like I said, right now, you got to make shots. You get stops, make shots.
Second free throw's good. 8 points the difference. 60-52, Lance Burchett out top, goes right. Lay up, the glass, no good. Rebound Eli Reagan. Great job by Lance getting to the hoop. Had a good look at it. Just could not get the finger roll to fall. Pickett now with it. Paris going to go to the free throw line. He's fouled by Carter Westmoreland. Now, Paris' last trip, he was over 2. Hopefully that display continues here.
Yeah, 1 for 4 on the night is Paris.
Minute 25 left as Wyatt Browning comes to the scores table to check in.
Collard fouled out right there.
Yep. Worst part about that, we're down 2 3-point shooters now.
Yeah.
Fouled out in Westmoreland and Nate Adams. First one's away by Paris, and it goes
in. Rolls in there. Got that little shooter roll on that one.
9 points the difference. 61-52. Second one's away. Also good. 10-point lead for the Bobcats. Minute 25 left. 3-possession contest. If we're shooting and hitting threes, Nolan Adams, step back 3, no good. Rebound Harris. Things start to get more difficult now. Is Harris is going to be failed? And we walk to the other end to shoot two.
And that's one thing Piggott does well. You put them to the free throw line, they don't miss many free throws. And typically they get it to the guys they want on that free throw line.
Piggott, yes. 7 of 9 in the last contest from the free throw. Didn't have as many looks, but hit most of them.
And we get a miss.
Yep, sure did. Harris misses that one. Still a 10-point game. Minute 15 left, and then Harris with another attempt to come. It's away. Good. 11 points the difference. Clay County going to play it quicker now. No one across the timeline. Sets up top of the key. Works right. Hands off to Lance. Lance puts on the brakes. Gives back to Nolan. Step back three. No good. Off the right side. Rebound Harris. 1 minute left. Pick it up by 11. Reagan across the timeline. Foul called against Nolan Adams. Eli Reagan going to the line where he's perfect on the night. First one's away and good. 55 seconds remain. Pick it up by 12. Seconds away, also good. 13 points the lead. Lance trying to save time here, letting the ball roll on the inbound. Picks it up, comes down, 50 seconds left. Burble thought about a three, kicks instead to Smith. Smith drives, dumps off to Browning. Got to have points, guys. Burchett, three-pointers away, no good. Burble thrown to the floor by Bobcat. Apparently, I'm the only one that saw it, though. Travel call against the Bobcats. 32.3 seconds left. Looked to me like Burble was hooked and thrown to the floor by a Bobcat down there.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of physical battles for loose balls tonight. You know, with ball in hand, it's been tightly called, though.
Half a minute to play. Clay County trailing by several. Ball goes out of bounds with 24.3 seconds left after Adams misses on the three-pointer. Inbound to Browning, down to 20 seconds. 13 points of difference. A step back three by White. Browning, no good. Rebounded by Reagan. And this one now, all but done. 14.6 seconds left. Eli Reagan going to walk to the other end. So after none of these Bobcat players had ever beat the Bulldogs during their high school careers, they rip off two in a row in the course of 18 days over Coach Edwards' squad.
Yeah, you got to give Pickett County credit here, guys. You know, they made the shots when they needed to stretch this one out to double digits, and they maintained since they've grown the lead, much like they did in Salina.
Yeah. Just stay persistent and know what they do, and it works for them.
Three-pointer by Browning, no good. 5 seconds to play. Clay County going to make the trip to Birdstown tonight. Only to fall. Dunk attempt by Harris at the buzzer, no good. Serves him right. 67-52, the final score. 15-point win for the Bobcats. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Birdstown and the Farm Bureau post-game show. Clay County's ladies and boys both fell tonight. Final score in this boys' game was Pickett County 67, Clay County 52, a 15-point loss. We're going to go ahead now and get into what we call the Bulldog Wrap-Up that's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
You said it, Daniel. Very similar to what happened in Salina, Clay County, Pickett County battle back and forth early in this one. 5-point game at halftime. The Bobcats took control in the second half, built an 8- or 10-point lead in the third, stretched it out and maintained it in the fourth, guys, and you know, like I say, credit Pickett County, Doug. Got a pretty good team this year.
Oh, you definitely. They made plays when they had to make plays. Not a bad played game by our guys. We just got shots that didn't go in that little spurt, and that's when they made their run. They kept making shots. But they're a quality team. I mean, it's a team that's going to be tough anytime you play them.
Yeah, and you look down the numbers here, too. Four guys for Pickett County in double figures. Jacob Amonette had 19, Eli Reagan 17, Gage Harris 11, Lyric Parrish 15, and then also Nathaniel Cobb, who had the big night in Salina against us, held only 5 points. So that's what makes them so good is their balance in the dust.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like I said, they got four or five guys, double figure guys every night, and that's tough to guard that. You know, you can key on one or two guys, that's a little easier. You got to key on everybody on the floor when they come out there because they can all shoot it and score.
And shared the ball really well tonight, I thought. You know, when we double-teamed the guy with the hot hand, somebody else came on, and that kind of shows in the box score.
Yeah, and like I said, they made some changes to get Amonette going and Reagan. And like you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Reagan makes them go. He does the stuff that makes them go, and you could see that tonight. You know.
Yeah, I agree. And then for Clay County, big first half for Nate Adams. Finished with 21, had 15 of those in the first half. Wyatt Browning ended up with 12 points tonight. Lance Burchett had 7, Weston Burble 2, Nolan Adams 4, and Kyler Westmore, two big three-pointers, 6 points. So, you know, not a bad output. 52 points for Clay County. Just didn't quite have enough for the Bobcats tonight, though, Daniel.
Well, the one thing that I liked about this contest, and that's strange to say anytime you lose, but, and I've talked about it a couple times, I wanted to see the tenacity we came out with. I wanted to see the aggressiveness these guys played with. I thought the effort was there. I didn't see anybody on the court for Clay County who wasn't playing, giving everything they had. Just a great effort, and that's what I wanted to see. This was a game. This should have been personal. This should have been a game you've had circled ever since January the 5th when the Bobcats beat you, and I think they played in such a way as that tonight as far as their effort goes.
Oh, I think so, too. And like I said, you go through a little stretch. We got five real good look shots that didn't go in, and at the time, we're at a 5-7-point game.
Yeah.
You know, if those drop, that's a different contest.
Yeah.
You know, the defense play Nolan made, that would have cut us to 5 right there.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, nothing that he done wrong.
Sure.
The shot just didn't drop.
Something
you know,
done.
And we had that a lot tonight.
It was 38-35 about midway through the third quarter.
Yep.
We're down 3. And then that's when Pig County went on that 10-2 run.
Yeah.
And you're right. It wasn't that we weren't getting looks. They just weren't falling.
Yeah, just good looks. I guarantee you Coach Everett ain't complaining at all on the looks.
Right.
It's just the shot's not going. You know, defensively, we had some lapses in defense, but you will with them with the style they play because somebody's going to get caught up and somebody's going to get free on you. And you give that up every now and then. You're okay with that. So I think all in all, Coach Everett is going to be pleased with the effort. Just like I said, shots didn't go, and that's sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Doug, I posed this question to Coach Sims after the girls. You know, Clay County's 1-3 in District 7A.
Yeah.
You know, where do they go from here? Not a place we're used to being. What do they got to do to turn this thing around?
Well, you got number one, the effort's got to stay there.
Right.
You know, you can't drop your head. You've lost the game, two games, whatever it is. You still got a lot to play for. And what you got to do, you got to position yourself now for tournament play.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you come in solid, finish up your season, knock out the games you got left. Going to postseason, that's when you've got to beat people.
Yeah.
You know, all regular season is position you for postseason.
Sure.
So you want to get in our district, you want to be in the top 3 spots.
Sure.
No matter where you're in, 1, 2, 3, that gets you out of a play-in game.
Right.
You never want in a play-in game. That's where you want to do. So it's important to finish out the season strong with these teams we got.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Beko Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Harmony Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Wyndham State Bought Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. One more commercial, then we're going to come back and announce the TDS top performers. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network Farm Bureau postgame show. We're going to go ahead and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Always tough, you know, when you have a pair of losses to announce top performers, just because we're such huge fans that we get a little crestfallen, you know, whenever the Lady Dogs and the Dogs lose. But we had some great performances tonight. On the girls' side, we just had to go with senior shooting guard Hallie Buford. Had a big individual accomplishment in getting going over 1,000 points in her career scoring tonight. Huge congratulations to her for that. But she don't play for the personal accolades. She plays as part of this Lady Dog team and does everything she can to help make them better. Mr. Sims said earlier on air, he feels she's the best player in the district. All 5 teams wide. He really believes that. And we went with her tonight just for a lot of different reasons, Thomas. You can share some of them.
Well, you know, Clay County stayed in this game because of Hallie Buford. She had Ella Kate Kiesling, the defending defensive player of the year, on her all night long. when she caught the ball, she had another one or two Lady Bobcats running at her, and she still found a way to lead her team in scoring. And saw her dish it a time or two when that triple team came underneath to Maddie Hayes for a couple of buckets. But, Clay County isn't where they are without Hallie Buford. And I think Coach Sims is right. She's one of the best, if not the best, in this league, isn't she, Doug?
Yeah, and like I said, it's 100% with her every night. I've never seen her take a night off of anything. She comes out there to play every night. And it's tough because she gets the best player every night. So, own her.
Yeah, and joined an elite club tonight, just like you said, Daniel. 1,000-point scoring club, so congratulations to her.
Absolutely.
And on that, she's done that in an impressive way. She's been consistent all her years. You know, a lot of times, that's where they have that one big year with some other years. She's been consistent all through her career. Really
she
nice.
Has. We made that mention during the, when she got that 1,000-point. That is very impressive to do that.
Yeah.
Did it as a young player as well. Moving into boys' action, hard-fought game. We talked about the great effort. Couldn't go any other way than junior point guard Nate Adams, though. Just an outstanding player, such a smooth athlete. He opened up this game hot, had the first four Clay County's points. He was doing it on baseline drives, was shooting a three ball from outside, playing great defense. And not to say he's the only thing that makes us go, guys, because we've got a lot of great players. But when he fouled out of that game late fourth quarter, made it really tough. We really lost our chemistry without him on the floor.
And you said it needed to come in here with a chip on her shoulder, come out with some fire and play with some attitude. That's what Nate Adams did. 12 of his 21 came in the opening period, Doug, and he kind of set the tone for Clay County. And the effort was there, just like you said, because Nate Adams got him off on the right foot.
Yeah, and that's important. Nate's a leader on this team. They looked at Nate to do things for him, and he done that. He come out wanting to play. You could tell that game before when they beat us, it wouldn't happen again in his opinion.
Right.
That's why he come out there and played that way.
He did set the tone, and everybody else responded to it not long after you saw Lance Burchett hitting threes. We saw White get going inside, and everybody fed off of it.
No doubt, and the same thing with Buford. We saw double teams and triple teams running at Nate. He was beating those early on, and then, of course, Aminette with some adjustments in the second half there. And, honestly, shots just didn't fall in the second half for Nate and the entire team from the outside. But, we talk about it in football. We talk about it in basketball. To me, Nate Adams, if not one of the best, if not the best, one of the best athletes, not just here in District 7A, but in the Upper Cumberland. And, just amazing to watch him work.
Yeah. 100%.
And it makes it look easy when he does it. Yeah. I'm like he's giving effort, but he is.
Yeah.
But it looks easy to him. That's what's amazing.
It just has that smoothness.
Yeah.
Hallie Buford and Nate Adams, they were tonight's top performers. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We talked about it earlier. Schedule changes took place over the last couple of weeks with weather. Next action for the teams will be in Joe Sims Gym. This coming Friday night when we host the Lady Tigers and the Tigers. Had a Gordonsville, another good pair of matchups, particularly the boys. Going to be a tough one. Head coach Greg Bibb going to bring a good squad in to do action. And another personal one, always a battle with Gordonsville. Guys, any final thoughts before we sign off and come back for Gordonsville?
Don't like what we got here tonight, but there's nothing better than Piggott County and Clay County. And, Doug, appreciate you being here with us.
Not a problem. Love it, guys.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in and listening. Appreciate all of our sponsors making this possible. For Joe Sims, Doug Strong, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.